Okay, we're recording. So let me start with our opening. Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another edition of Radio Gunk. I don't think I ever actually thanked Noah, who is Grillo's producer, for doing that for us. So thank you in advance, Noah, for that. And welcome. We're doing the many failures of Beth Ostrowski Stern. And with us today, we have John, of course, and we have Dennis, aka the Jackie Chair. And from our forum, whom I absolutely adore, and I'm so glad that Dennis reached out to her, is Val, aka D-List, who you all know from her more than amazing Photoshops and her absolute true and passionate loathing of Beth.
Hey now.
Hey now.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, we're so happy for you to be here. And what we decided to do is we realized that this is probably going to be broken down into several episodes. And John and I had a long talk about it the other day. And we are historically known for never getting to the part two of anything that we ever do. And because of that, we were originally going to start with, like, you know, photos and print and modeling and things like that. But we decided to heavy front load it and instead just go for the balls and do her TV and movie extravaganza. And it's really the best thing we could possibly have come up with. We found some clips that you may or may not have ever seen before. So we're excited to give that to you as well. And we have a ton of stuff to get to. So I want to start it off right from the get-go with just having a little discussion about her Wikipedia with you guys, because it's kind of curious. And you tell me what you think. Okay, so here we are, early life. Stern was born in Pittsburgh, blah, blah, blah. Her mother, Judy, is a former model. Her father is a dentist. Yes, Ellen. She was raised Roman Catholic. She has two brothers. She attended Fox Chapel High School in Pennsylvania and took classes for 3 years at the University of Pittsburgh before leaving to pursue a modeling career in New York City. Now, here's the curious thing to me. Career. Stern worked as a model while in high school. She moved from Pittsburgh to New York City to pursue her modeling career and worked for several of the fashion houses. Okay. Like you would think they'd say, you know, she was exclusive to like Calvin Klein or something like that. The fashion houses in the early 2000s. So this is kind of curious to me.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from her wiki.
She's exclusive to Steppin' Out magazine.
So, exactly.
Yeah. Well, there's always been a timeline issue with it.
Every time
there's this whole weird space time continuum problem.
Right.
Because it flunked out of Pitt or left Pitt or whatever, and Pitt, what would that be, 93? 90. It's 1 year. It is 1 year younger than me. Oh, happy birthday, Beefus.
It would be 93.
Yeah.
It would be 93. I did the timeline.
Yeah.
Wait, so the timeline for when she dropped out of college?
Yeah. Yes. So she would have probably started in 1990, dropped out after 3 years. That's about 93. And by the way, Noelle Eclair was born in 95. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
with you there.
Okay. But now, so I'm just curious why it's saying here early 2000s. Like all of a sudden, that whole portion of her career that allegedly was supermodeling in Europe is nowhere to be found here.
I don't know. Strange, isn't it?
Oh, and I'd like to point out, I've read all of her interviews online. And one of the ones that I read in the Pittsburgh Gazette, here's what she said. She said, I was going to school for English Lit because she wanted to be a teacher, but New York called me to come model. Can you imagine somebody from New York reaching out to Beth in Pittsburgh saying, you have to come to New York to model?
Well, yeah. But
that was laughable.
But is he trying to do like the song Native New Yorker where like she had a calling to come to New York? Nobody's calling her from like a modeling agency to come to New York.
And there's no equestrian magazines based in New York. I know that for a fact.
Yeah, so I just found
that curious. Dinosaur way.
Exactly.
You're a native New Yorker.
Here.
You should know the score by now.
Soon after her arrival in New York City, talent scouts began to take notice of her and offered her small parts in movies and television ad campaigns. You know, like Dave said this morning, you could almost see her like getting off the Greyhound bus and like
she's her own Greyhound, Monique.
It just took its own saddle off and got it.
And then just, you know, some skis ball just handing her his card and being like, call me, baby. You gotta, you know, you look like you got a talent in this industry. And I can see that happening to her. It was so stupid. Oh, I wanted to keep going here. Hold on.
Yeah, please, please go back.
All right. Stern received her first notable roles as one of the daughters of Ben Stiller's supposed birth parents in the 1996 film Flirting with Disaster. So again, you know, here she is, early 2000s, and then all of a sudden in 96, she's in Flirting with Disaster, which is by the pinnacle of her career, as we all know. Right?
That's the first thing you list. She's in it for 20 seconds. It's the first thing they list as the most important thing in Wikipedia.
Well, no, it's its first seconds. It's its first major role. Go ahead.
Oh, there I am.
Yeah, there you are. Okay.
Okay.
What up, Val?
What up?
Okay, I'm here.
Okay. She played a more prominent role 4 years later. Well, was her role prominent in Whipped?
I don't remember it.
So I have the whole movie. Thanks to Boff, I have the whole movie. I don't know how he found this thing. And I had to go through, honest to God, guys, every 30 seconds. You know how like you breeze through a movie, you'll find stuff. I had to go through and basically watch the whole thing to find her in the last hour and 10 minutes. She's on screen for 6 seconds.
So yeah, we're going to get to that as well.
Wow. With its arch enemy, Amanda Peet.
Well, it's Brian Von Holt. Amanda Peet's in every other scene.
But now, what is she dating, Brian Von Holt?
Well, this is, Val, you might know this backward and forward. I mean, what I'm assuming, and Howard never revealed this, all he does is bash Amanda Peet nebulously, so you have no idea what it's. So there in this movie, I assume this movie was shot out of sequence. So there's a kissing scene with him and Brian Von Holt. So he makes out with Beth, and she plays literally the slut at the bar. That's literally how it's written in IMDb. And so they probably hooked up initially. Beth had assumed they were together.
We can go back to this though when we play the clip, okay? So we can wait on that. not go through a whole dissertation on it until we actually watch it, and then we can we'll pick through it.
Is there more? Oh, okay.
Stern has also appeared on television, appearing in the final season. Filter and the Spike TV series Casino Cinema. She has also appeared in her own line of calendars, as well as on the covers of several magazines, including three times on FHM. Vote from the readers of For Him magazine placed Stern amongst the 100 Sexiest Women of the Year in 2002, 3, 4, and 7. That's all only because of Howard, by the way. AskMen.com placed Stern 96 in its list of most desirable women in 2007. 2010, she authored Oh My Dog, How to Choose Train, blah, 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 which reached number 5 on the New York Times bestseller list of paperback advice books. That is, Jesus Christ. In 2014, she wrote a children's book, Yoda. Okay, so this is all goes into like her Nurture Animal League and blah, blah, blah. Stern hosted the short-lived National Geographic reality television show Spoiled Rotten Pets. Do we have anything from that?
Oh my God, that's where she kissed the pig.
Oh, dear.
Remember that picture? Yeah.
Right.
There may be, and if it's not, you could probably pull something up on YouTube.
I can't imagine that's anywhere. I mean, who would save that?
Who would save that?
Who would save that? Jesus.
Later that year, she was named as host of the first annual Kitten Bowl, a Super Bowl kind of programming special on Hallmark Channel, which as of 2019 has continued to air annually with Stern as cast member. That is pretty much the entirety of her Wikipedia.
Wow.
That's it.
Do we assume she wrote this?
Well, your PR person write this and they run it past you so that you get, and don't forget Wikipedia, not unlike IMDb, people can go in and actually add to it and change it and stuff like that. So who knows? You know,
I guarantee you she has alerts if you went in there and fucked with it and changed stuff around. I guarantee you she would you know, on
There was no way it wrote that because the grammar is not fucked up. So
No. I'm sure she reviewed it, though. Like, I'm sure that
she could comprehend it, but yeah.
And I'm not necessarily sure that the original Wikipedia didn't mention the European modeling thing, but it has really been scrubbed from pretty much all of her.
I think it was there, yeah. Val?
Yes. The Euro modeling thing, I don't recall that being there when I first went to her wiki page, but it's certainly been scrubbed from any interviews that she's given for the last 15 years,
because we can't prove it. You know, there's no proof.
Not one picture.
And when we do come back to her modeling career, we'll dive deep into what she's done.
How?
Yeah.
Also, what saves that alibi is there was no fully formed internet at the time, so you can say you can't go. Oh, we can look this up. If you can't look it up, we didn't archive anything. This is so she could hide under the auspices that it was no fully formed internet.
Well, that was Howard's problem. Yeah, that was Howard's problem. He didn't realize just what the internet was going to become. So he was making up all these lies about Beth and her European modeling years. And trust me, I was already, well on the internet. And the minute her name came out, I started.
Me too. I Googled it. Me too.
Like a mad woman. And nothing.
And there was what she told Howard, though. You know, so he's only. Well, he's maybe not lying.
No.
What she told him.
I think that they're in this together to try to build it up. He's part of it. He's part of the whole European modeling thing because he knows what its real background is. He knows what it really is. And you had to make it sound better than a party girl. You had to.
Well, and the funny thing about the European modeling thing is that it's not like she went to like the UK and Paris and Milan. She's in like South Africa, Greece, and some other like completely
Germany. It was Germany.
Right. And so it's not like she was anywhere that's kind of provable. You know, Germany for the longest time, and I'm fairly sure this still exists, which is why I always used to go shop the market there. Germany, most of the clothing made in Germany almost stays exclusively in Germany. They don't do a lot of like outside distribution outside of Germany, maybe like Austria, things like that. So it's very insulated. So again, perfect place for her to say that she modeled where there would be no proof whatsoever. South Africa, perfect place to say she's modeled. You know, Greece. Another perfect place to say you've modeled. There's like nothing you could ever pick up that says like, you know, Athens Vogue at the picture.
Isn't the Greece modeling where the story of the sitting in the air, in the cockpit of the airplane?
Yes. The pilot let her help drive.
let it help fly.
And you know, it's just probably like some stupid puddle hopper from like, you know, Athens to Corfu or something, you know? It wasn't really like a plane ride with a real pilot. It's like a top plane that took her to one of the stupid islands or something.
Anyone can call themselves a model. You just have to just go in front of any scumbag's camera who's calling himself a photographer. You could pose for Steppin' Out magazine and call yourself a model. There's no limitations on oral rules.
Anyone can call themselves a porn star. You know, like star. Yes.
Shot sex on film, you're a porn star. Quote, it's got to be a star after it all time. See, anybody can call them, George Costanza can call himself a hand model. She'd be Princess Manhand's model.
Yeah. All right. So then I went over to her IMDb page and just wanted to delve into the trivia section because it is always like such fun little things in here that you may or may not know. Spokesperson for North Shore Animal League. No doubt. Okay. After 9/11 disaster, she helped out at Ground Zero volunteer. Thread. That we posted on this on radiogunk.com in the forum section, somebody posted that apparently there was a story that she wore, like her and a girlfriend went down there and they both had belly shirts on and somebody came over to them and said that's really inappropriate to be wearing.
A Beth move right there.
That's such a Beth move. Somebody wrote it on the thread that we posted about this. I was God, I would kill to hear that. Name number 34.
But isn't that a New York like D-list celebrity move. Everybody tries to attach themselves to 9/11 for fame. It's like that's so. It's like Steve Renner's
move, though. It's such a move.
Yeah, I remembered that in the thread the other day because that uninteresting guy from Saturday Night Live was on, and his mom worked at like the ER for the fireman for New York. And he went, you know, my mom went down to 9/11 after it, you know, was helping out. And I'm like, come on, Howard, come on. Mention that Beth was down there helping also. Come on.
It's in her trivia section in IMDb. I am shocked that he didn't mention it, you know? Okay, name number 34 in FHM's 100 Sexiest Women in the World 2005 Special Supplement. Name number 25, 100 Sexiest Women 2006 Supplement. Got engaged to Howard Stern on Valentine's Day 2007. He proposed with a 5.2-carat diamond ring. She was August on FHM Magazine's 2005 pinup calendar. Had an English bulldog named Bianca. She died in July 2012 at the age of 10, overfed and half dead anyway.
And Ashley's dog. So,
stepmother of Emily Stern. How is that relevant? Daughter-in-law of Ben Stern and Ray Stern. Sister-in-law of Ellen Stern. Release of her book, Oh My Dog, May 2010. Beth Ostrowski-Stern considered as a host for The View when Elizabeth Hasselbeck left. Yeah, that didn't really happen. Beth Ostrowski-Stern, Nature Animal League spokesperson, is one of the United States' top experts on animal care and shelters.
Oh my gosh. You know what it reminds me of is when you start out really early in your career and you just have to put everything down on your resume to try and pad it because you have nothing going on.
That's cashier exactly at McDonald's, manage two other. here we go. Beth Ostrowski Stern, a former European top model, was voted by Entertainment Tonight as one of New York City's most powerful women.
Where did that come from?
How much did they pay for that? Ranked number 98 on Maxim's Hot 100 list of 2014. Ranked number 14. This is Xavier's contribution. Ranked number 14 on Arabian Maxim's Hot 100. 2009. I will never forget when he told me that he was the one who put that in there. I love it.
That's phenomenal.
This one's phenomenal. I asked him if he did this. He's like, no, I wish I could take credit for it. Ostrowski's modeling career was comprised primarily of underwear ads for AIM stores and local free Auto Trader and Penny Saver magazine.
Val, did you add that? Come on.
That wasn't me.
Okay, now how scary is this one, and why is this a part of the trivia? September 2019 was diagnosed with fibroadenoma after having breast cancer scare 6 months earlier.
That has definitely just been added.
That's why I added this whole thing, to be honest with you.
After you attach yourself to 9/11, what's the next move? Pretend you had cancer.
That's disgraceful. It really is. That's disgraceful.
Let's attach ourselves to a cancer survivor.
It's an insult to women who have actually had to go through that.
Yeah, I mean, she did have a scare. You know, listen, anybody who's ever had to have a biopsy or a breast biopsy or whatever knows fully well that, you know, if you go to an actual specialist, you get the biopsy. I remember 1,000 years ago, I had like a fibroid or something. And so you get the needle and you wait for the results. And, you know, at a really good doctor's office, you get the results within, you know, you wait for like a half hour and you get the results. Anywhere else, you're on pins and needles, basically waiting for that phone call, waiting for a doctor to call you and tell you either you have to come in or it's the nurse saying, you know, it's okay, don't worry about it. And so I feel like I remember when she supposedly had this cancer scare, and she said she was waiting like, you know, forever to get the information about whether or not she had something wrong with her. And, you know, it takes a while to get through several layers of defective tissue because God knows how many, you know, boobs had to she's be like,
so, oh my God, she's got so much scar tissue. I think it was near impossible.
Yeah. So it's just very interesting to me that she would make such a big play out of this.
Well, you got to remember the skeleton twins doubled down on the whole cancer thing because, you know, the pelican figured out, oh, look, they were able by like what, a CAT scan. There was cancer on my kidney or the hell he said he was. I mean,
no, he was scared that Dennis. I'm scared of cancer too. I don't put it on a resume. I think Buchwald has instructed them every procedure you have now PR is a cancer scare.
Exactly. It's a pathetic PR move.
Right. Exactly. And that was right when the book was coming out. So he wanted to like make that part of like the entirety of the, you know, of the book sales and maybe talk about it during interviews. But it was such a nothing story. It was like a 0.0 story that was getting no traction whatsoever. So then he dropped it and that was it. And then that had the cancer scare.
Yeah,
right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Can you imagine what giant fucking colossal pain in the asses they must be to Dr. Agus? Like,
I don't feel bad for him because he asked for it. Fuck him.
Absolutely.
I was told by some woman who worked. She was like she was a receptionist in Nassau County, where it's the height of Jewish hypochondria. They have heightened. What's the fee you pay when you give them when you pay for a doctor, like you give them cash or something?
What do you mean?
You know, like when you
the cash price?
No, like
copay. Copay.
I'm sorry. Yes. They hiked the copay up because people, Jewish hypochondriacs in Nassau County, were just harassing them all day long. That she couldn't even come into work. The parking lot was full at 8 o'clock in the morning with hypochondriacs with nothing to do. Retired hypochondriacs with nothing to do, and that's what Agus gets with those two. Just like just constant, you know.
I think more so with Howard than Beth. I don't think Beth.
Yeah, definitely Howard's.
Beth's usually, you know, unconscious, so it can't call.
All right, so we're going to get into some of the clips now. I do have a running scroll of all of her appearances.
The
Betho appearances. So we can just take a really quick scroll through this so that you can all see the many. Today Show, You Mean Dogs, Home and Family, Cat Bowl, Ellen DeGeneres, Celebrity Page, Hero Dogs, Megyn Kelly, Extra, Kitten Bowl, Hero Dogs, Kitten Summer Games, Kitten Bowl, Watch What Happens Live, The Talk, Meredith Vieira, Fashion News, Fox and Friends, Birthday Bash, Steve Harvey. And by the way, most of these, it's like her in the audience with Howard on stage. Kitten Cousins, Howard Stern on Demand, Nate Berkish, True Beauty, Wendy Williams, David Letterman, Project Runway, Next Top Model, Ugliest
Dog. By the way, that Project Runway appearance, it was at the end where it was the final show and they were asking people in the audience, who was your favorite designer? And there was it was a 5-second clip where she said, blah, 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 is my favorite designer. And that was it. And she put that on there.
That's more than a whipped screen time. I think this show will be on her IMDb before we're done.
Okay, so let's go to the humble beginnings of our little Beavis. I'm gonna pull this down a little bit so I don't get.
I hit refresh, Monique. It is on there.
It's already there.
It's already there.
Okay, so some of you may or may not have seen a lot of these clips, so hopefully some of them are new to you and some of them are probably old. And listen, you know what? I don't want to hear from the, you know, white knights for Beth who say, oh, why do you hate her? She's so beautiful. You know, you guys are so full of hate. It's like, we're not hating. We are actually, you know, this is something that will last for forever. We are actually just doing a retrospective of a woman who somehow came to fame via her husband and her desire to be successful. And if anybody saw last week's show that we did, the last of the daily shows, where there was a blind item saying, you know, they're funneling a bunch of money into, you know, reestablishing her as a something. And so don't ever let it be said that, you know, Howard thinks that any of this is organic or that she thinks that she has done something, you know, just based on her sheer talent and ability to look pretty in something. Her entire career, other than Fox Chapel, and maybe I'll give her all my children. I don't even know.
No, no, absolutely not. No, no. Give it nothing.
Well, Fox Chapel was not Howard related. I'm just saying, you know, this is, you know, who she is. And so we're just highlighting it out to you guys. That's all we're doing.
And it's just coming from a bad place.
Yeah. So never has someone with so little talent done so much. in the scale of the last like two decades, so let's take a walk down memory lane.
Isn't that the credo of the entire Buckwald organization?
Yes.
What you just said, verbatim.
Yes. All right. So here we go. So this is let's see. She's still in high school at this point. So let's give her 15, 16. And she's doing and again, let's consider that it's Pittsburgh. So she was probably, you know, one of the really cute girls in school because she's blonde and she has like blue or green eyes or whatever she has.
It has green eyes.
And, you know, she was probably like already like sprouting up because she comes from a tall stock. She comes from tall stock. So, yeah, in her little world, she's going to be, you know, she's a big fish in a very, very, very little pond. So
let's roll.
Here we go.
I thought it would be a whale.
By the way, Horse Tooth Beth got this video. I don't know how it came to light initially, but she gave this to us. Speaking of Horse Tooth Beth.
I'm Beth Strotsky, and I'd like to welcome you to Fox Chapel High School.
Now, also, let me just say something. Her voice now is so damn nasally and whiny and childlike. She actually sounds like a adult smoker in this.
Yeah.
Like, when did her voice change to be like this kind of really wild?
Val's right. Val's good with the timeline.
Well, her voice started off. Her voice was annoying to me right from the get-go. I think the first time that I heard her was shilling giftscriptions.
Yes.
And oh my God, that was so cringeworthy. So I don't know where that transitioned, but the first time I heard her voice, I was like, oh my God, it's horrific.
I think it's been modifying slowly since. I guess like 2004, probably 2003.
Yeah, but it's gotten way worse.
Way worse, right? It's just so high pitched and whaley.
It's literally like a tween talking to a puppy. I mean, it really is.
It's so cute. Yes. It's just really, really annoying. But I get that she's young in this. She's probably like 15-ish, right? But I just feel like her voice has changed dramatically.
And it was already coloring its hair.
I don't know. I mean, I think she's like a dirty blonde, and who knows?
Dirty.
Listen, you know what? Most blondes color their hair, let's be honest.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep going.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I was blonde exactly.
Right?
I was blonde and then had to color my hair. So
I'd like to show you some of the changes that have been made. The most obvious change in the building is the new exterior.
Building! Denison, the L is gone.
And modernized. Along with the visual improvements, energy-efficient windows and an energy-efficient roof have been added. Let's look inside and see the interior components of the renovation.
Who's your shit?
God. She can never enunciate.
Who's her speech coach? Mike Ditka?
And the wings are made to facilitate new
Mike
students
Tyson.
Finding their classrooms quickly.
I'm one of the Pittsburghians.
Also help visitors find designated meeting rooms easier. Classroom sizes within each wing are varied to efficiently utilize available space.
Monique.
I mean, I don't know how much of this we want to watch, but I'm going to
This is priceless.
I know, but it's 8 minutes. I can't.
Purpose is to provide state-of-the-art
learning
for teachers and students to use
preparing
for life in the 21st century.
My USB like plug-in has more.
Now listen for the lack of L. Pittsburgh people can't pronounce L's. So, you know, she glossed right over social services. She'd have to say social services.
7 new computer labs have been included in the school renovation. One of these was developed as a cooperative venture with Apple Computer Company, and the district is cooperating with the company to develop new curriculum to instruct students in writing.
Okay.
My God.
My ear.
Oh. So,
Jesus.
Calgary Flames. Whoa, with the hockey hair.
Can now be
I don't think she comes back in until
toward the end.
Towards the end.
A television studio has
it,
been.
It must have had some contact with the.
Students are encouraged to.
What, the principal?
With the principal?
directly to be in
the,
this.
The principal. The principal's jerking off to this.
Students may progress
according to her.
Their own page and develop.
Hey.
The library.
Yeah, good coming.
The stage has been refurbished and is prepared to accommodate students who wish to explore the arts and music.
Who wish to explore the arts?
Arts.
James M. Burke. Have been updated with the addition of lights for nighttime games.
It's so funny how they picked her to do this.
She kind of sounds like Howard in the Batman and Robin tape.
Yeah, you know, it must have been something special to someone there.
Aesthetically as well as physically.
I want to hear her at the end go, we didn't want the Japs anymore.
Integral to the Commons area is a Freedom Shrine dedicated to General Matthew B. Ridgway in honor of all Americans who helped to preserve our freedom and heritage. Large stained glass windows dating to 1906 and formerly in the Sharpsburg School.
Jeez, where'd they get this influx of money?
Their depiction of William Penn and George Washington.
Triple billing Medicare.
In basic terms,
that's the Dan Marino win.
Outfitted to the educational, physical, and emotional needs of the students who will face the challenges of the 21st century. Our goal is to prepare them well for those challenges.
That's it?
That's
she doesn't come back.
It doesn't come back, no.
Oh, so she's only in the very, very beginning.
And then narrates the whole thing.
And then narrates, and she's so good at it.
You know, Beth was an attractive girl in high school, but it's fun. Yeah, it's like her head just kept getting longer, and I swear to God, it's still longer. I did a side by side comparison of her, and I think it was cute petite, not like Katy Perry, but one of those. And I swear to God, Beth's head is twice as long as a normal person's head. It's was shocking it Gary, to look at.
Well, was it Gary Busey?
Its head is bigger than Gary Busey's. Its teeth are too.
Oh, guys, okay, raise your hands if you've seen her in person. Okay,
I have.
Thank you. So she's not unattractive by any stretch of anyone's imagination.
But it's not a motto. I mean, I can throw a rock at any store in Florida and hit somebody pretty in there.
You will not do a double take. If you see her on the street, you don't do a double take.
I saw her at Sirius with Whitney Cummings doing it, and there was more plastic than Hasbro.
So, okay.
It peaked in high school. It literally peaked in high school.
I agree with that.
Yeah, she was a cute girl. I get it. I get why she would have these delusions of grandeur.
And plus, Mama Judy.
Okay,
Dennis. Mama Judy didn't help either. So, because you know, the only girl.
You know, every one of these little towns and all these flyover states has that Beth in every one of these towns and thinks they're better than their town. And they look themselves in the mirror. I'm the hottest chick in the school and I'm moving to LA or New York. And they're all,
it's like the football player, you know?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, he's big man on campus. He doesn't get into like D1, D2 or D3 football in college. And he winds up being like the local car salesman. I mean, you know, that her trajectory was probably to stay in Pittsburgh. Let's be honest.
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
You know, that's who she was. But you know what? I will play both sides of this as we go through everything here. I mean, yes, the acting, terrific. It's just astounding. But she came to New York and she bagged herself a gigantic fucking fish. Let's be honest. She really did.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep. That's the goal. That's the goal. That's with Katie Lee Joel, who's from West Virginia, which is not that different from Pittsburgh. I think it's like right next to it. It's the same mentality. It's exactly right, Monique.
And, you know, the thing is, we're very blessed that it actually did leave Pittsburgh, because it has given us endless yeah. hours of entertainment. Endless hours.
Yeah, I mean, it's the largest thread we have on the forum. Beth Ostrowski's turn as it delves into insanity, I think is what you called it.
Yes,
well, I gotta say the tank one is quickly catching up.
But oh my goodness!
Tank,
yeah,
but I think Tank's gonna burn out like a comet. Because
she's already flaming out. She hasn't been posting because apparently she's upset that everybody's like comes after her.
And you know, the thing is, I pointed it out that Tank does not have the tenacity or the psychoses that Beefus does.
Yeah, but doesn't have the financial wherewithal
and also the financial wherewithal. It doesn't have those three things. There's no way it could survive the onslaught. It doesn't have Buckwald to help it.
Well, if JD was making $90 million a year, you could be rest assured she'd be all over, you know, with some self-important, self-indulgent bullshit. And you know, she doesn't have that because she's too new at this.
And it's her fault for tying her ship to that dock.
Yeah. She will die on that hill. Seriously.
I can't wait till she gets her new girlfriend.
Guys, what's this that Monsoon writes here? She writes, so I just explain what these terms are. I don't know them. Cape man, and you'll click. Okay, she writes, "This modeling thing irks me. It's not signed by Click, yet it's got some stuff out there with Click on it. It claims it was surviving in New York City."
We lost you. John, we lost you. Can you start again?
Okay, ready? "The modeling thing irks me. It's not signed by Click, yet it's got some stuff out there with Click on it. It claims it was surviving in New York City doing low-end showroom and department stores. I was doing Nordstrom, Magnin, and stuff like that. It paid $20 an hour in 1978. I made enough to cover my writing lessons. What the fuck is Wonky talking about? Also, went to cattle calls after claiming it was sent to the UK to work. It made $1,600 a day or an hour. I'm not sure. Yeah, that's bullshit too. I saw what it looked like when Wiggy first started promoting her. Fat with a bad boob job. Fugly. Looked like a dinner and a blowjob escort. Playboy offering it a million before Stern Pure Fantasy. The speaking German and French and Italian fluently. Bullshit. Wilhelmina is notorious for signing pigs like Beth."
Jesus Christ. I really wish you would have saved that for the modeling version.
We can read it again. That's a gift that keeps on giving. That's the greatest.
Holy shit. That is amazing.
I cry when she writes stuff about Beefus. I literally have tears running down my face.
Well, she actually provides like dates and names. Unlike Beth, she actually has
names.
Detailed information. Yeah,
she's left in an industry, so that's why she comes down so hard on Beth, because it's an insult to her, who is an actual working model, for this person to claim that she is one. I'd be insulted too.
I'm insulted that it thinks it can take care of animals. Fucking
yeah. Oh God!
It was concocted by Buckwald to give her some kind of identity.
She has nothing left.
Exactly. All that other stuff failed, and we've seen them all in that. It all failed miserably. Anything she tried to attach herself to. So let's make you an animal lover. Where was this? No animals grown up. Where was the cats grown up?
Okay. Weeds, guys, weeds. All right.
Mary Louise Parker.
Weeds. So there are many videos out there of her being a part of the Stern show. And we had played one in the JD Hate show about her trying to do a makeover for JD. So we're not going to repeat that again. But this one happens to be her. And again, you know, Howard, of purple couches and like drapery that looks like from a bordello, and dresses from a 17-year-old who knows nothing about fashion, thinks that Beth is actually a model and knows fashion and knows things, which is so funny when we get into the modeling portion of this, or when you see her at any kind of opening. She dresses horrifically. I mean, her taste in clothing is like nothing I've ever seen in this universe. You know, it's a curious mix of Stepford Wife meets Little House on the Prairie meets like belly shirts galore. I mean, it's just bizarre approach to dressing. But, you know, in Howard's world, she's a supermodel. So therefore, she's going to be the arbiter of all things fashionable. And it's so funny to me that, again, if she's supposed to be so fashionable, how is it that Ralph has been on the employ for almost 30 friggin' years?
Right, right. Why not let her
Howard's dresser? Right. Why not let her do it?
Exactly.
That's let her put it together for you if you're so fashionable. Shit. I mean, I do it for people like I don't even know, and I have no stake in it, and yet she can't figure it out. So, yeah. All right. Let's look at a little Richard Christie. We gotta like actually start doing some.
Okay. Yes.
Ralph has to deal her the Adderall and cocaine, and he gets the
allegedly.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Beth.
Stop it.
Allegedly.
So I'm here with Richard Christie. I'm about to start our makeover.
Jesus.
I have the biggest challenge of my life ahead of me.
So this is Beth 1.0. This is very early on because you can tell by her eyes. She used to have like a little bit of a raccoon thing going on, which is no longer there. But you can always tell like the younger Beth because she did have like a little bit different facial attributes to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't realize how short Richard Christie was, by the way.
Well, it's in giant heels, too.
Yeah, but still, he looks a little bit on the peewee side.
He looks like he should be, like, in Middle Earth or something.
He actually should be in Middle Earth.
No offense, but it's the biggest challenge of my life. And we're ready to create a new Richard Christie. Wish us luck. Here we go.
New sexier Richard Christie.
Paid for this.
So, Richard, our first stop is Cohen's Optical.
Oh my god, that hair was so gross. Look at Richard. Who would hire that for the number one radio show in New York? Seriously, you guys.
He looks like a drummer from Iced Earth.
Yes.
the goal is to be balder and uglier and fatter than Howard.
I mean, Ronnie,
he fits right in.
Ronnie James Dio looks at him and goes, dear God.
Who would pick him out of obscurity to bring him to New York? Like, nobody. Nobody but Howard.
It's that contest.
He won the contest, yeah.
Well, did he really win? I mean,
I've had this conversation a million times. It was fixed. We know he was hired before, and he had to – his Iced Earth fans had the voting in addition to
– Right.
He was hired. Yeah.
All right, here we go.
I think we're going to get you a really cool pair of shades. I think that's going to complete the look.
All right. All right. Yeah, anything to cover up these creepy eyes.
Yeah, let's go.
Oh, my God.
We're looking for a really cool pair of sunglasses. Okay, so I see some ones over here that I think are really cool. Let's just start trying on some. And tell us if you like any, and I'll...
By the way, all these stores are within, like, two blocks of...
Sirius?
A Sirius station, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
Come on, Richard, air drum on the table. Come on.
Look at that hair. Look at Richard's hair.
Keep going. I like them.
These are
cool.
A little space age, alien.
He honestly.
These look pretty good.
Wait. I'm sorry. Hang on.
A little space age, alien.
Look at that face.
Jeez. He actually looks like he's driving a white van with no windows.
Look at this one. Look at this one, looking all Beavis.
That's what I call stripper. That's stripper blonde hair. That color is stripper.
Oh, absolutely.
Blonde
hair. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
And I think she was doing it herself at that time because it's that one color. You know, so you just take it out of the bottle and just bleach the crap out of it.
There's no high or low lights. There's just that.
It's just there. Yeah.
This is before Howard was treating for everything.
Right.
And every appearance I found, make no mistake, the wonk is so pronounced you'd think she's Gene Wilder in every single one of these.
These look pretty good. Looks like Chuck Norris a little bit.
The Prada. Imagine Richard Christie and Prada.
Uh-huh.
Oh, imagine.
Sophisticated. Looks like a math teacher.
You know what? Not for you.
Yeah. Elvis type.
Wow. How unexciting is this?
And remember, how much was this a month? How much was Howard TV?
$13.99 in New York.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Twice the price of Netflix at the time.
Did anybody pay for it here?
No.
Yeah, the Howard TV.
This is the first time I'm seeing this, to be honest with you.
Same here. This is awful.
We're moving on.
Get our teeth clean.
Let's do it.
Let's get your teeth.
Yeah, you can.
Has it really been 12 years since you've had your teeth clean?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's been a while since.
Oh, that is vile to me. Oh. 12 years since he's had his teeth clean. That is offensive. That is.
Oh, my God. Imagine the chiseling they had to do. The bleeding.
The bleeding
had me horrific.
Oh, everything
he had
about
like,
it.
He had to look like Leon Sphinx. I mean, he...
And according to Medicare, Beth's dad had her having 12 times a day at home.
That is so bad. Well, Dr. Marshall is going to help you, and he's going to bleach your teeth. We'll clean them first, and then bleach them.
Hey,
you really do need them cleaned.
Search oh, so
your
gross.
Teeth and feet. God, your teeth are disgusting. Have a seat. I'm going to let Dr. Marshall work his magic.
A lot of work
I will be waiting for you in the waiting room, and good luck. Okay. Good luck, Dr. Marshall.
Thank you. Well, Richard, how are you today?
Good. How are you, Doc?
Right now, we're getting him ready for the bleaching, and we're going to be protecting
him. Oh, they
the
bleached
gum.
Him
He's
as well?
Slightly short yeah. lower lip. And then
he grunts.
By the music is horrific.
Yeah, like, it's free.
It's free, right? It's it makes no sense doing. With this whatsoever. All right, here we go.
Mm-hmm.
Does it hurt?
No.
Not at all, right?
It feels good. You saw the result? Yes. No, absolutely.
You survived it. Wow, it's so not big of a deal at
okay,
all.
Well, we're all done. We're all done.
Teeth are done.
It's the last time
Let's
you got to
go,
see it clean.
So the moment I've been waiting for since the beginning. You got your glasses. You got your teeth whitened and clean. It's time to get the hair.
Listen, you know what? She was like your classic skinny blonde broad. Like, yeah, you
look
know.
That, but look at that posture. That posture is horrific. That's not a model's posture. I mean, that it's almost shaped like a question mark. Just like
she is every fit model. I'm telling you, she is fit model in New York.
They have
everyone.
That bad posture and stuff. I mean,
yes, they're not real models. That's why.
Oh, yeah, well, that's true.
So, you know, when I saw Beth at the Beer League premiere, she had on a mini dress. And I'm telling you, she is tall, but her legs make her look stubby because her height is in her upper body. Her upper torso. She doesn't. And I'm not saying her thighs could crack walnuts. I'm just saying she's a big bone girl. She's skinny. I have never called her fat, ever. I've never called her fat.
No, she's skinny.
It's a skinny fat. I mean, literally, that's what that is.
No, not even close.
It's a fat girl. It's a fat girl that starves herself. It's skinny fat.
She's not fat. She's just big
not
bone.
Fat. I don't think she's ever been fat. We've never seen pictures of her tummy.
Well, she had a tuchus on her at one point.
But this is early. This is early Howard met Beth time period. So this is what he was attracted to.
Her entire job in existence is based on appearance. And being anorexic, we act like we're supposed to compliment her because she's in shape. That's her whole, she's got nothing to do. Her whole life revolves around being anorexic and saying things.
All right, but if we listen to Monsoon, you would think that she's 5'7 and weighs 190 pounds. And that is not the case.
But compared to a real Mado, it is gigantic. Yeah. I mean, compared to a real Mado, it is enormous.
Oh,
I mean,
you guys are insane.
compared to a real
world
model.
What are you in? You guys are
I'm
insane.
I'm talking about real models, not this thing.
And I will tell you that, you know, yes, I mean, in the summertime in New York, that's when usually like all the modeling agencies pull in like their girls to go on go-sees, which is what they're called. So you take your portfolio book with you and you go see all the different fashion houses and they try a bunch of stuff on you and see whether you work out as a fit model or if you have potential in being runway or whatever. And so that's how it usually works. But literally their legs are like the size of my arm, you know, just as anorexic. Anorexic as they come, wearing shortest shorts you can possibly imagine. Most of them are like, let's be honest, 16, 17, maybe, you know. So at this point where she's like older model chick, she is only doing fit modeling. That's all she does. And that's probably all
she ever did. You're saying that Beef is a little long in a tooth. at this point.
At this point, yes. For modeling? Well, she never runway, so it doesn't matter.
No. You know, she's not runway. 30, she's 33 or 4 here. So this is like 2005, 2006. So she's like 33, 34 here.
Now, so guys, she's not engaged to Howard yet?
No.
No. No, that's 3 years from that three. I think it's 3 years from that point. What you see her in these in this completely staged bullshit and with the, in the basement now on these Corona shows. Now she has like the kind of yoga arms and the anorexic. At what age do you think
we
that
lost
starts
you.
Looking? How about
I
now?
Hear. I hear him.
Oh, I didn't hear I anything. Know. Oh.
At what age does those anorexic yoga triceps start to look hideous? You know how like when Madonna hit like 55, it doesn't look good anymore. You know the arms that she has now and the Corona
coming,
arms she has now?
It's coming quick. It's coming quick for it. Seriously. Because it really doesn't have the best eating habits and it really isn't – it's a gym rat, but it can only do so much. Because it's big,
you
it's,
absolutely slay me. What kind of conscious effort is it for you to say it all the time? I mean
– Not much. I look at it because it's not male. It's not female. I don't know what it is because it has bigger feet than me, much bigger feet than – bigger hands than me. I mean it's enormous. And
I have 37 clips to get through. I'm continuing.
Okay.
Tony Coburn, who happens to be Howard's hairstylist.
Oh, she went to Tony. Sure. No wonder. Okay, here we go.
Well, is using the space at Dramatics. They've been so nice to let her use the space.
That's Buckwald
and
walking
she's
through the
going
background.
To work her magic on you. We've already talked about what we want to do.
Yeah, minus douche derby.
So Tony didn't have a place of her own, and she certainly wasn't going to let him come to her home.
No.
So just for the purposes of – oh, look where they are. They're on the Upper East Side. That's where they are. I can tell.
Grab Beth's hair like that. See how that goes.
Okay. Just so you know, so they went to Dramatics. Okay. That building screams Upper East Side, just so you know. And I know that Tony Coburn lives on the Upper East because I think that Howard used her hallway in Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee,
yes,
which was on the East Side. So this is probably like 2 blocks from her house. Just throwing it out there.
All right, Richard, this is it. Tony's ready for us. Hey, Tony, how are you? You know Richard.
Hello, Richard.
Hi.
So I was telling Richard that we've discussed this. What have we discussed? Share your thoughts.
Well, we have a couple of ideas. I thought the first thing we're going to go short.
I always forget that she's English. Always.
Obviously, chop all this off and then see how we look and then maybe we'll go a little shorter after that.
Okay.
We'll so kind of like
ear.
A stage thing. Okay.
I think we want to do a little something
maybe
there.
Trim your beard up a little and kind of sneak you up and...
All right.
Now,
sounds
Richard,
good.
Before the hair comes off, there's one last thing you'd like to do.
Yep.
Go
I'd
ahead.
Like to do one last headbang.
Yeah, drum
roll. In the name of heavy metal.
I'm gonna have it do it again now.
He's such
on a heavy metal look.
Wow.
He's such a gross ginger, really.
Sorry. Yeah.
Sorry, ladies. He's taken.
by a fan, right?
Yeah.
They're all married fans.
Well, I still love heavy metal, but my hair is thinning on top. It's starting to look a little silly having long hair.
Like how
that,
that
like
background that background music is so incredibly distracting. I can't believe I have to yell at Richie Wilson about this. I can't believe that they would actually.
Well, you gotta remember they were told find the cheapest thing you can put under it. I mean, they can't pay for music.
Yeah, but can't you lower it like a snurch so that we can actually hear what they're saying? I mean, it's just horrible. This is horrible.
But I'm not opposed to change. You know, and it'll grow back if I want it back.
Why am I so nervous?
I don't know.
Jesus.
You sure the tape's rolling? This is only one-time shot.
You think Beth got paid for this?
No.
It feels light and nice and cool.
You know what? I kind of like it.
Thank you so much.
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow. You're the best, Tony. I knew you were
going to
do it. I knew it.
Wait, you forgot the hair plugs.
The icing on the cake.
Yeah.
Our last stop of the day. You look great so
far. Thank you.
And now we're stopping at Trash and Vaudeville, and we're going to get you a cool outfit. This is going to complete the whole look. We've got Jimmy in there. Rock and roll. Very cool. I feel like you're going to be shopping at the store for the rest of your life.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Looking forward to it.
Beth, show them how to throw up. Show them how to vomit.
Hey, Jimmy!
Hey, Dad.
Nice
what's
to
up?
See you. It's so great.
Likewise.
Richard?
How does she know him?
Yeah, that's very interesting, isn't it? I don't know.
Nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So,
this is the boy,
this
right?
This is the boy.
The one you want to do
we
head
need
to
some
toe,
help.
Right?
Head to toe. Whatever. Rock and roll. Cool head to toe. Cool rock and roll. And I feel like this is the place to be. And look at you. You're the coolest.
Hopefully we got
hey.
With his mom.
Oh.
Classic motorcycle jacket. Identity. We did it.
Questions on what goes with what? Just peek out and
all right.
Why is Ralph not involved in this?
Yeah,
any
really.
Shape or form?
Well,
because
you know.
This is all about promoting the beef.
Exactly.
Beat me to it.
What do we got here? Oh my goodness. Jesus. Oh my goodness. I feel like I shouldn't even be looking at.
Holy shit.
What a cool jacket.
Little
awesome glasses
that
we saw earlier.
All right, so Beth's job in this was basically just to take him around. He picked out his glasses. He picked out his clothes. This guy picked out his clothes. The other one cut his hair. They're like she added nothing to this
exactly.
Other than to put this on her resume.
Except this personality.
Because you know what? This is a TV show, so therefore she's boosting her IMDb by being in this. That's really good.
But how is she even doing that? It's Howard's show. It's her fiance or her boyfriend's show. So it's clear why she got the job. Yeah.
Right. But you know, the more you're in, the more chance you have to be in like SAG or AFTRA or whatever. So I'm sure this is all just padding her, you know, ability to be that woman.
But
she wants to be a spokesperson. You know, or whatever, she needs some help in that area. Like, she needs this behind her in order to do that.
Think about what year this is, right? What was the craze in, like, 05? The Queer Eye for the Straight Guy shows and all these makeover shows that were all over the dial at the time. So this is her trying to create an audition for these shows. She literally thinks she's going to get hired by Bravo or whatever to do this exact thing. This is the ploy. This is the way to. So
au contraire, but didn't she? Didn't she like parlay?
No, but like
oh
a full.
God.
You know, like a full series with her featuring her. I mean, Mom Caves.
Didn't
how
she?
Different is that really?
You know what? I'm going to skip this for now because I really do want to go to Mom Caves because I've never seen those.
We got to go back to this stuff because.
Oh my God! Yes, of course.
Okay.
We're not missing out on any of this.
Val, have you seen Mom Caves? I haven't. I've only seen clips.
I've only seen clips because I didn't know where to find it. And it only had, I think, like 3 episodes.
Let me find it, sir. Adams.
Because right after HBO, Home and Gardens is really where you want to be a good star.
Okay, so here's a clip from Mom Caves. I don't know enough about it, so we're just going to play a little bit of it. I know we're going to jump back and forth to things, but... yeah, and this has nothing to do with her also trying to parlay her fashion knowledge into things. We'll go back to Top Model and all that stuff in a moment.
So Mom Caves came around when Man Caves, right? Everybody,
right.
The guys
yes.
were having their, right? And man, yes. So this is, all these Jersey wives call in or their husbands call for them to have a room in the house done for a, quote, Mom Cave. So that's the premise of this.
Right. And if you recall, around the same time, didn't they help like Gary get his man cave together and
yes.
shit like that? Like, you know,
Marty.
It was all kind of like a, you know, you wash my hands, I'll wash yours. You're right. Washing my back. Okay, here we go.
I'm Beth Stern and my team and I are on a mission across the country. So
my team. She has a team.
Surprising super moms everywhere with their very own mom cave.
Oh my God.
This week, family and friends are gathering to give this new mom and entrepreneur a dazzling Moroccan lounge.
This is the best shopping spree I could ever have.
You will believe the exotic transformation.
No, you haven't seen
Beth. We turn this
in
old sunroom into the ultimate mom cave.
Oh my God, it's amazing.
Yeah, I'm sure a housewife in New Jersey wants a Moroccan
inspired. To approach the home of Stephanie.
Home of the Sopranos.
And it's her 30th
Monique,
birthday.
That guy's a Jared Dosti. That's
who?
Our co-host, Jared Dosti.
Is that the one we've seen pictures of her with?
That's, yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah,
a lusting picture.
Yep.
Her whole family is going to be in the house.
Well, they're at having breakfast right now?
Yeah, they're at breakfast. We have to get in the house and get there before he brings her in. Stephanie is an entrepreneur. She started her own daycare business in her house.
She's got like a dozen kids running around the house?
Yeah. She's got a new baby of her own, and she has her hands full.
Oh. You cut this, hopefully, right? I didn't do anything wrong, did I?
No,
right.
No, it's fine.
Okay.
It's exactly, it was
you're
a...
This is crazy. It's like, unbelievable. It's a good look, believable, yes. I think the room went above and beyond the expectations I had.
This you is did it. You guys did it.
Yeah, that's the exact shirt he was wearing.
There's one more thing I want you guys to check out. It's really cool. Check
right
this out.
Right in front of you. No
take
idea.
Take a look at that mirror. Right
no there. Way. That.
Are you kidding?
Oh,
no!
Oh, my God!
You guys
might
want to save that for the dad cave.
Wow. Classic Jared.
Scott, thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Amazing.
By the way, the two of them, two douches, like none of them have anything to do with like picking out the set. Like it's just, they basically got a contractor in there. You know, figured out what things she liked. I'm sure she's never been to Morocco. I'm sure she's never even left Caldwell, New Jersey. And,
it's never even been the Busch Gardens in Tampa. Come on.
I want the wife to hold up the baby and go, but Beth, I have something you'll never have.
So, I can have a mom cave. All I keep on seeing is Beefus with a giant Joker smile and those thousand teeth. I mean, that's all I see in that clip is its giant smile.
That's
with the
all
red
you see,
lipstick.
Though. But that's all you ever see. That's what we see.
The lipstick, the inappropriate lipstick.
No, she always wears that horrible red. It's such a horrible color for her.
It's a horror red, I think it's called, isn't it?
So this red. Is them. I love these two G4 clips, and I'll tell you why. So this is her as she's now starting to Oh, no. Let's go back because
let's go back in time.
Yeah, let's go back in time a little bit because we need to go to All My Children. We need to go to this other Sal clip.
And yes.
Because these are early in time, right? These are like things that she did before she really took off, really became a spokesman.
So freak a mainline sideshow for you and your little friends to stare at and judge, okay? Not judging, just admiring such an adorable couple like your sister and Bianca. I thought you didn't know my sister. We didn't travel in the same circles. But I knew all about her. Who didn't? I mean, if you read the paper. Well, did you read in the papers that Frankie wasn't afraid of anyone or... Because if you take that, and if you multiply it by 10, then you have me.
What are we watching?
The whole clip.
You're too busy yapping about Bianca.
Here comes.
Current events. How about the fact that someone your age was murdered? It doesn't even mean anything to you, does it?
Is this All My Children?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
That girl ended up on Young and the Restless.
And what year is it?
2002. 2002.
Okay, good. Dennis, you got to see that.
You're welcome.
Yeah, so too. Gary Puppet got this, by the way.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, this is from there's major, you know, Boff and Gary Puppet and Horse Tooth Beth.
Oh, I know. So many people doing amazing stuff. Yeah, I agree. And Dennis, you put up some really good, like, hard clips.
That's still not what I said. You are so the eternal shallow queen. Where's your freaking tiara?
Don't let her stress you.
As if. You know, you would burst
as
brain
if. You it's so funny because all these girls had more speaking roles in like one thing than Beth has cumulative in every single thing she has ever done in acting.
And every last one of them is cuter than Beefy.
Yeah, so she's adorable, this one.
Other than your tacky little prom dress that some stupid jock is going to rip off of you in the back seat of his car. Am I right? You know what? Don't even
Beth's role is she's...
What is her role? She's
the
lurking in the background.
She's the lurking waitress, and
she has one line.
And she's going to be a soothsayer to bring it all full circle at the end.
She can pull it all together.
She's taking it all in.
Hey, do you girls need a referee? Duh.
Whoa!
You two. I've got my striped shirt and my whistle in the back room.
Whoa!
Wow.
Bye-bye.
Shut him down.
Whatever.
Jake O'Donnell.
Hello. I'll take a double mocha latte.
Sure. It's on its way.
Yeah,
ladies,
compared to all those girls around us.
I love the soap opera rating. Ladies,
listen, never talk over the key 2 seconds of time that she is on.
I couldn't hear it.
What is wrong with you? You saw her coming.
Come on. We waited a week.
We waited an hour 38 for this. Like in one moment in time, and there you are blathering on top of it for no good reason whatsoever. All right, here we go.
Come on, let's get this.
Jesus Christ. All right, here we go.
Hello. I'll take a double mocha latte.
Sure.
Duh.
This way. Ever get the urge to just spill something? It's hard to control.
And you have to ask yourself, don't you have to read for those parts?
Oh my God, I can see her in the mirror trying to like perfect her wink before she like went in there.
Who's gonna hire her?
And then it couldn't figure out which eye it was winking because it was looking in the mirror. So, but that actress is actually starting to laugh. That's why she turned around like that, because she was starting to laugh at Beef. And that you can see in her face that she's ready to start laughing, and she just turned around.
Let's see if we get that.
Watch.
Oh, something? It's hard to control.
Did she wink, or did the wonky eye do it itself?
Exactly.
I can't tell.
Poor actress.
But that's art imitating life. Spilling things is best in the world.
Wow.
That's real life.
All right. Staying in the Wayback Machine. Let's go to, all right. So this was actually a really hard to find clip for some people for a while. And I think it had disappeared and then it came back. There is one holy grail of clips that we have yet to find. So I'm going to reach out after we're done with this show and we can talk about it. So this is, you know, Howard always used to talk about how Beth used to be a model on the Letterman show. Tons of times. This is the only clip that we could find of her ever being on the Letterman show. So
why isn't it listed on her IMDb? Everything else is.
Well, that's a curious thing. Why isn't it listed? So this is when her hair was a little shorter. And again, probably earlier in her career in New York.
1998,
97. All right, here we go.
Thank you very much, girl. So you can't believe you lost it. Wait a minute, you lost a thing here. One of these dropped. Is this your earring? For God's sake, or is that your breath? All right, be careful with the ladder. Do you need some help? All right, nice going. Be careful. Don't
look at them with their big smiles.
Mug for the camera.
Ooh, meet Dave in his dressing room.
Exactly.
45 minutes. Sexual misconduct, Letterman style.
I don't think for a second that was his type. Not for a moment.
No.
You're too old.
No. Just that she's that weird Jennifer Anderson type of non-sexual kind of exudes no sexual personality whatsoever.
It has all the sexual heat of an ice pop. I mean, it really is asexual.
So, you know, there's a clip on here that I wasn't really sure what the context of it was, John, but it was with Sal Governale and some woman in a room and they call Beth.
The Show in the Hallway. That's a Howard TV production called Show in the Hallway. And
how old is this clip?
That's old.
Oh my God, I'm sorry.
D-list?
2008.
I don't even remember 12 years ago.
I've never seen this before. I don't even know what the...
Is that like 2006? Seven Beefus.
It's about 08. So
08,
it's
like, yeah.
This is Beefus, who's now starting to get her hair professionally colored. That's number one.
The face work is starting.
And she's looking a little bit different in this now. So yeah, this is Beth 2.0.
And turtleneck phase.
Oh, right.
The entire premise is Sal's obsession with death, and he's stalking her, and he's trying to invite her to a party. And it's playing on the whole weirdness Sal and Beth had back in those days, like those early, the mid 2000s.
So I couldn't hear any. Why do I keep losing you guys? Is it me?
It's yeah. You. It's not. It's
you guys
not me,
heard like this entire yeah. conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. Right, Val?
It's been fading out.
Yeah, you can say absolutely all you want, but I didn't hear anything for like a whole minute.
I'll say. So this is the premise of this is Sal is his obsession with Beth, and he's inviting her to something, and so the entire episode is him trying to invite her to something. It's playing on that weird stalking thing he had with her in 06, 07.
And who is this chick? So, like, what is her point?
They just pulled people in off they knew, and I don't know who that is.
Wow.
All right, so this has no context, basically. None.
No, I don't know who that was. No, I don't know the actress's name. Why would I know who that actress? Why would I know?
No, I thought this person was pulled off the street. She doesn't seem like she's an actress.
Who knows how? I don't know who she is.
But what's her point? Like, what? I don't get the point.
There is no. Hey, let's just watch the clip. There probably is no point. This is how
we call it, Beth. We'll do what we said to do.
she's in on the
front. Hello.
Hey, Beth. Let me explain what happened at the show.
There was a lady in the audience. Her name was Beth, and she was eating a hot dog. She was heckling me. She was being an asshole. And then, when you walked in, I told her to take her hot dog and shove it up her ass, and her name, coincidentally, was Beth.
So it was just a big misunderstanding.
Oh, come on, Sal. You think I'm an idiot? I know your whole shtick.
I'm not kidding you.
She's here with me right now.
By the way, even today's voice is different than that voice.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
Like, this was almost normal voice, right? Am I wrong?
It's regressing at this point. I mean, seriously, it is mentally it is in real mental trouble. I will say that because it's not acting normal. It's really the fake falling down, the whole cry for attention. I mean, that was starting before all the COVID stuff did. It's been diving.
Keep in mind, though, Dennis. Mm-hmm. Keep in mind, this is the most extensive acting dialogue she's had to initiate in all this project. This is the longest she's been on screen in an acting setting, even playing herself. This is right. She has to deliver this dialogue.
Here we go.
Said my name. Come on.
Hold on. Let me put her on the phone.
No, come on.
Serious?
Hi.
It's Beth.
From the comedy show.
I'm so sorry for the whole misunderstanding.
Yeah, you know how men are. Oh, okay. Thank you, Beth. Can you do me a favor and get Sal back on the phone?
Bye.
I don't talk to black people.
Yeah. It's her.
Yeah. Come on, Sal. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Beth, I'll tell you what. I'll
bring down her license, and you can see it. I'll bring a copy of her license. You can see her name on it.
I'll bring everything down, whatever it takes.
All right, Sal. Listen, if you can actually show up with her license and...
Oh, I'm sorry. Did I do that?
Did it time out?
Was it over?
No, it's not over.
Oh, damn it. I don't know what's going on. I'm sorry. Hang on. I have to do a timestamp here.
You gotta get Jeff's chick.
1:12. Hold on. Let me just do a timestamp.
Hey, 1:12.
1:12. Beth tape. I don't know.
So, Val, isn't this fascinating?
Shut up.
Val? Did we lose her?
Scott, she dropped.
Oh, we did lose her.
She dropped.
All right. Well, while we have her lost, let me see if I can get this going.
Let's go find her.
This was horrible, by the way.
Oh, this is not even
Governor Alley production.
He did write this.
Yeah, this is all him.
Why? This is horrible.
Because he thinks he's going to – all these guys were teased into thinking they were going to have all these opportunities with Howard TV and they were going to get to do sitcoms and spinoffs and shit. And Howard shut it down in 2013 when Marcy came on. It all went away.
Yeah, but there's the fact that it's not funny either. So that.
Yeah, but who's to judge that? Right?
Us.
Who's running it well?
People with senses of humor. I mean, you know.
But they don't take feedback. So what are they? They're not going to have anybody telling them.
Has she come back in?
No. Oh, there she is. I just heard a little boop.
You heard a boop?
I heard a boop.
Sorry.
Hi. What happened to you?
I don't know. My internet dropped out.
That's all right.
Man.
Okay, that's okay.
Bad interwebs.
We're just finishing this clip. Let's finish it.
Okay.
I'll see
you at
the party.
You're a fucking idiot.
Ooh.
Wow. Jesus.
That was the most believable of the whole thing. She's, I think that's harsh. Her. She's channeling Howard, though, right there.
That was pure improv.
Yeah. But I think she's channeling every conversation she has with Howard when she hangs his phone up. That's exactly what she said.
So let's move on to this is also early in the conversation, in the world of her. And this is when she was on G4. And the interesting thing about this is that, you know, she knows that all they're looking at is her, is the wonk, both wonks. So this was hosted by Betho, right? That's what she was. That was her name, Betho. So she was trying to make that a thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why I'm having problems with you guys. I'm sorry.
Wait, right,
here we go.
Again?
Oh. Here we go.
So usually people make lists for stupid reasons, most often because they're lazy and forgetful. But G4 has revolutionized the idea of the list on their revamped show Filter. Now they're making lists that are actually useful.
That's right. That's right. Upcoming episodes include the 20 things to do before you're 30, mm-hmm. 13 really bad ideas, 17 dangerous women,
Olivia,
16 of which she slept with, and 16 guys to hate that it's okay to.
Will.
You'll like it. Recently, I had the honor of dropping by the set of Filter to visit the host, the gorgeous Betho.
I'm Betho, and we're counting down the top 21 legendary parties.
Holy
okay, that's
shit.
That's boob job number one. Still, this is
right.
This
is, one
Val, is that number one?
What year was this? Because she got that huge boob job in 2003.
Yeah, that's a huge one.
Yeah,
they're big.
They're super wonky. Oh, natural.
No, I think these were shift. Well, we'll see in the next clip as well, and we can gauge from that. But watch as the guy comes in and what he says to her. You know, talk about your sexual innuendo.
Who's on my set?
Oh, hello! You're filming. I'm so sorry to interrupt, Beth. But I just happen to be in the area, and I happen to have these fresh pink plastic flowers, and I thought maybe you'd enjoy them.
I love them. Thank you.
Welcome you to the
Thank
G4.
You.
Yeah, did we get that on? Let's do it again, just real quick.
Right.
Welcome to the family, just for safety.
Thank you.
Thank you. The top two things that have happened to me today, those were it right there. Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
Seriously, welcome to the
Wow.
All these Howard Stooges have to pretend to be so
it's written into
enchanted
her writer.
Every time. Oh, it's
written
so
into
awesome.
A writer. You have to gush exactly over right. Beautiful Betho.
God. Jesus Christ. The two best things to happen to me today.
Wow.
It passed 30 hotter chicks than her every 5 feet in Manhattan.
Exactly.
Never seen anyone hotter. Kiss me again so I could jerk
Swear
off.
Swear to God.
Dysfunctional so family that is G4. How's Filter going?
I'm so excited to be here. You like my F?
That's a big F and F. Okay, so let's say top five F words. What do you have for me, Beth?
French fries, fudge, food, fake flowers.
Top 21 parties. And my interest is peaked. When should I set my TiVo?
This Saturday, 7 o'clock.
7 o'clock. I'll be there. Everybody, see.
Can I wipe the lipstick off
mofo.
You?
No, please. Oh,
all right.
Oh, it's time to update my MoBlog. Thank you, Beth.
Oh, God.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
Jesus.
And that words. So that's 05, and that led to sort of the attack of the show, and then Howard getting the guy from FHM fired because
we dropped out again.
Did I drop out?
No.
You don't even have to mention it. I actually get a little noise in my headphone. Yeah, so I got that.
Sorry.
Value back.
I am.
Okay. Here we go. All right. So now we're moving on to just a classic clip. And you can actually see the inner workings of her brain and her actually trying to process thoughts. This is, and you know, this visual actually says it, says it all.
That's the greatest still.
It's the greatest still
in the history of the internet.
And I had forgotten all about it until you guys had posted it the other day. And we'll pause on it because it's so much fun. So they're giving Beth like a Q&A. This, I guess, is all part of the run-up to her filter show. So it's the same time period. She might have even filmed this in the same day. She has like the same hairstyle, you know, just a different top. Who knows?
The show Filter is a countdown show of things you never knew you needed to know. It's fun. It's male oriented.
All those hand motions, those hand gestures were always. Yep. Yeah, that's such a killer.
Flappers.
It differs because it's my show and any other shows I've co-hosted with other people. It's my show and it's exciting because I have a lot of input with the writers and it's just been a lot of fun.
It's a top 10 show. It's basically BuzzFeed with some video component to it.
Wait. Look at that still where you stopped it. Look at the wonk in the eyes. I mean, seriously, look at that wonk.
Her eyes were very small back then. It's kind of weird.
Dime slots, as Monsoon calls.
How do you read cue cards with that wonk?
Top five things I can't live without are my boyfriend Howard, my English bulldog Bianca, Diet Dr. Pepper. So sad in that order. My sneakers, because I run every day, and I would die without my sneakers.
I would die.
And chocolate, because I love chocolate.
And your driver's license. Oh, you don't have
it. My boyfriend and I were just talking about this on our 6-year anniversary is the night that we first met, because it's so...
Okay, 6-year anniversary, supposedly. This is like 2006 then, right?
No, it's 2005.
This is 2005, because the whole...
They can't do math.
Yeah. It's the rap... Beth's got a rap about how they met, and so it's the one during this. She says now on Letterman, my actress friend in the sketch took me to this dinner party. So the dinner party is initiated by her fellow Letterman sketcheteer, and now this contradicts.
Are we sure that that's who she is? The girl in the sketch,
the one we just watched,
Christina.
I don't know if it's her or I don't know if it's some you could say anything. How are we going to possibly substantiate?
No, we don't know. Yeah. We don't know.
Exactly.
Cloudy to both of us. We would love to have a video camera on that and have press replay. I would love
it. Cloudy.
Oh, right. It was super cloudy. Like she doesn't know. But meanwhile, they said it with complete and utter conviction the other day on the show.
Yep.
The whole how we met thing was like was firm.
That was version what? 12? 15. I mean,
it was firm on the night they met, but it really was.
But it was different than the last time they told the story 6 months ago.
Yes, of course. Of course. All right, let's finish.
One misconception about me is that since I'm dating Howard Stern, we live this crazy wild life. When
every single answer had to include Howard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
In fact, we go to bed at 8 o'clock at night and we wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And even on weekends, the second thing is on weekends, people think wild partiers. We go to bed at 8 and we wake up at 4. The most attractive woman in the world is obviously Angelina Jolie.
That's how you know what year it is. Well, that's how you know the year. That was like her pinnacle of every reference is Angelina Jolie.
You know what? But that's such a pat answer. It's like, how is it that you can't think for yourself of somebody who, but the face right now is it's killing me. hold on. She has another one too.
Then comes my mother, because I think she's so beautiful and I'm so proud to have come from her. And the third most beautiful woman in the world is my bulldog, Bianca.
Oh, God.
What?
This is what she's got. This is a woman who has nothing like substantial in her life. I bet she didn't really have that many friends either.
Oh, no.
She has said she doesn't have girlfriends. And Howard has said that too.
It doesn't have any friends.
It's one of the most vapid existence you could have, from her aspirations to what she wishes. And every single thing out of her mouth gets more and more vapid.
Yeah, there's no depth of character at all here.
It couldn't name like a model or anything.
That's what I'm thinking. Somebody pretty, Christy Turlington. I mean,
even like Christy Brinkley, who's still at this time pretty. I mean, you know, I mean, anybody, but Bianca.
Cindy Crawford.
Cindy Crawford. No, Mama Judy and the Bulldog. Yeah,
well,
okay.
she's as creatively bankrupt as Howard is. So Howard's stock answer is Brad Pitt for everything. That's her Angelina.
Right. You're so right.
Look at a wonk.
My junior year of high school.
I mean, just everything about those eyes.
Captain of the team. I got elbowed in the mouth by an opposing player. My
teeth
fell out. My dad, who's an oral surgeon, picked them up, shoved them back into my head, told me to finish the rest of the game. We lost by 60 points, but I finished that game.
And charged me 5 times.
Least problem this moment is my senior year when I got drunk at the prom. I never had a drink before. I walked into the prom completely drunk, and I got suspended my last 10 days of high school. Two good ones for you, huh?
Oh, amazing.
She had two teeth fallen out on a girls' basketball game from an elbow. She got up. Her dad entered the court, which she's not allowed to do.
No.
And put the teeth back in her gums.
Right.
And she continued the game.
Right.
She's not bleeding. What on earth? How does she think even the densest among us are going to buy that on any level?
I mean, it might as well have said that it got its arm chopped off during the game and
yeah.
Its dad sewed it back on. I mean, come on.
Not a contact lens. Two teeth.
So
hit the court.
Is that her two front teeth? And then if it was, are those two teeth fake?
The only two from an elbow that pop out is your front teeth.
No, I think she told in the story that her father put those teeth back in, which I don't know how it's possible, but
during the game.
No blood at all from its mouth. Not at all. No puddle of blood. I mean, you lose teeth, you bleed. Except, I guess horses don't. So.
And they just.
The top 20 things to do before you turn 30, 21 of the most legendary parties of all time, the 17 most dangerous women. Who in the world can bring all these things together?
Welcome to Filter.
It's Beth Ostrowski on an all new Filter. From the best of the best to the worst of the worst, she ranks them like she sees them.
She ranks them like she sees them. She couldn't even figure out a beautiful woman other than her bulldog. She has nothing. She is completely devoid of thought.
In this clip with that outfit on, it literally looks like it should be at a second-rate strip club. I mean, honest to God. I mean, not even a good strip club, a second-rate strip club.
Well, what is this channel, right? I mean, initially, do you remember when this is a video game channel?
Yes, it is.
Right?
Yeah.
It kind of lost its way. It was tech and video game. And then like, oh, we can't uphold this all day long. So then it tried to become like, you know, the maximum of TV and we don't know what we want. And they're bringing in Beth for these hip lists and like all these nerds. Are we jerking off to her? Is that the goal? You're going to jerk off to Beth while she's reading a list of what?
Hey, Howard says that when they, you know, on the subway, like, you know, men see it and they jerk off right on the spot. I mean, you know.
Okay, so now we're going to move on to, and I guess a little bit on the earlier side before she became the humanitarian that she is today. So this was also, and again, I got to believe that most of this was from, you know, Howard Stern fans that, you know, were directors or producers on TV shows that just insinuated Beth pretty much into everything.
That was exactly right, Monique. That is the time when people of, say, early Generation X started to have position of power in, like, low, you know, deep cable TV and could throw stuff to appeal to Howard and kiss his ass and bring him. And the way to do that was Beth. That's exactly right.
So here's two back-to-back casino cinema shows. And this is with Sisha Ripa. I would kill to have his thoughts on that.
But tonight's game is Texas Hold'em. Players are dealt 2 cards, and there's some betting. 3 community cards are dealt. I don't know why I'm telling you this. Everyone knows how to play Hold'em except for me and Beth.
And everybody knows we're all playing for 3 lucky guys watching at home. I will be playing for Zach from Nevada. Steve, you'll be playing for Richard from Texas. And Paul Johansson will be playing for
OJ
from Florida. All right. Good luck,
you guys. No way she can ever learn how to play poker.
Hold'em with Paul Johansson after more of the Spike premiere of A Soldier Story.
Right, you know that dude? He was on 90210 and Parker Lewis.
Is that frozen pizza heated?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Sharippa should be kicked out of The Sopranos for most.
So now is okay. So Casino Cinema is a show that was like consistently on TV. Like,
yes, it was. It was on weekly. Yes.
It was on once a week, right? Then it was like a Wednesday night, and they would show an old movie, and they would bring in a guest to talk about the movie and play, you know, craps or blackjack or whatever.
Was she a guest or is she a host?
She was a co-host with Sharippa.
Yeah.
So how many of these shows are actually out there?
There's not a lot available, but I'd say they probably did it for about a season or two.
I don't think it made it. Did it make a full season?
It probably made a full season. Artie was on it once. Kevin Smith was on it once.
So this is a clip with Scott. What's his name? Staph Infection?
Staph. Eddie Vedder.
Eddie Vedder's the doppelganger? Yeah. Exactly. All right. And he was a little abusive, right?
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yes, he was fucking
abusive. Yes, hey. You know, Beth, how are you, man? Good to see you.
We met.
We kissed. So, you know, like, the deal was, man, is it was like, you know, I felt like people need to, you know, like, know what was up.
You know, where's that?
Was he shit faced?
Yeah, big time.
That way, yes.
This is a really big deal at the time.
Jesus.
Did you write all the songs on Creed?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
And very so deep question, Beth.
More money than Howard.
Check.
Yeah, check.
Check that.
Bet.
Yeah, I live in Florida. You like it that
way? I don't like Miami.
What about Vegas? You like Vegas? You have all the groupies, all the groupies you want. Don't you just like do whatever you want? Do you have like five of them after the show?
Like five of them in the audience. I'm done. So,
Motley Crue? What are you doing?
Yeah, Motley Crue. Yeah.
You started Creed. And now the name. Creed is Scott Stapp, damn it.
Is there a pinnacle to this video?
I think Howard talked about it.
That's right.
What? So Howard was upset that he pulled her in for a kiss?
She went home and cried her out, cried her eyes out to him for what's probably an hour or two. And he went crazy on the air the next day. And he threatened, I think he threatened K-Rock to pull Creed's music from K-Rock playlist.
Wow.
He did, yeah.
He went crazy. Everywhere she went, there was some kind of harassment from G4 and Attack of the Show to this. It's constantly have to white knight for her as she falls into these histrionics. She's always getting groped or someone's. So it was that's just in line with. So what? Apparently, the stuff off the air was worse than what was even on the air, according to her. But how would you know?
Like the guys in the subway jerking off to it.
Yes. I think Howard was pissed at Sharippa. Like somehow he's
so
supposed
weird.
To,
I don't hear anybody. Everybody keeps falling out on me, and I don't know why. That's so bizarre. I don't hear anything you guys are saying. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Huh. Curious. I don't know what's happening. Hold on. I have to make notes here. So I don't know why I'm not cutting out. I have like full service on my interwebs, but you guys keep cutting out on me, and I don't hear anything. Is there more to this clip, John?
You can go to the next thing.
Okay, cool. All right, so now we're gonna stay pre-animal person, right? And I have a little. Let me see. What's our next clip? No, actually, I think this is – oh, right. So the modeling portion. The hosting of modeling-type shows. So let's move into some of this.
What's going on? But, of course, I can't do this alone.
Yeah, it's a top model.
I had to bring somebody that knows –
by the way, am I the crazy one that none of these people that they have in this room are even remotely attractive? Like, I don't even know how
you're right. They rarely – and I'm not – look – We all have our proclivities and objectivity and what we consider hot. But I agree with you. I think this show is going for like emaciated kind of straight up just like attractiveness doesn't seem to be. I've heard gay guys choose these models. So it's like the gay guy's idea of what a chick is.
I always thought that they at least. Well, no, usually they have some taste.
Just look at some of these girls because I'm just kind of confused as to what their their thing is.
Given some face. Her name is Beth Stern. Hey, Beth, come on out here.
Pretty ladies.
Now, of course, Beth is Howard Stern, but she's also a model, and she's been on the cover of Hampton magazine 6 times. So what's important to know is that if you can go back to the same Penny client.
Like, look at these girls.
Wow.
What are they?
I can go for a ride right down the street, and I'll find 4 girls hotter than that. Literally.
You have to surmise that it's like a gaggle of gays just picking chicks they think are eccentric. They don't know what attractive is to a hetero anymore.
This is supposed to be a modeling show.
I don't know.
6 times, that means you can bring some variety in the face.
Oh, my God.
Always.
Look at this.
That's bizarre. That's the best I can get.
It was so important for the before shoot. The mirror was my key. So that's very important.
So here's what we're going to do. As you can see, there are all these mirrors behind you. And what we're going to do is give you a different scenario. And we are going to talk you through how to get that exact expression.
This show is fairly big, right, Monique?
Allison,
I mean,
yeah.
So you think they have tons of submissions to get on.
For you, the thing is, don't be afraid to go too extreme. Pull your face all different expressions. And
stupid. This is so stupid.
That's a gay guy telling her how to look.
Doesn't he look like he should be like an arch villain on Batman?
Oh my God, he's so overmade. So much makeup on these people. It's like amazing to me.
Captain Towel Snap.
Look at
Professor Talisman.
It's crazy.
Look at the wonky eye. Like, you could still see the wonky eye.
She's overmade too, though. Jesus Christ. You can tell she didn't do her own makeup because she doesn't have the red on.
Yeah. You can always tell when she has her makeup professionally done.
Yes. Always. Always.
And it stays on for days.
Oh my God. She doesn't wash
my face.
No, she doesn't. And whenever she gets her eyelashes done, it's like. And then she puts mascara on top of them. It's just horrific.
This problem at panels. And it's just like, yes, I have big eyes. They're on my face. Sorry.
Sorry. That's not a model. I'm sorry. I don't know in what world this is.
She has a wonky eye too.
Jesus.
Wait, what was the name of this show?
Top model.
Yeah, that was not the big one. Tyra
this
Banks.
This is not Tyra Banks, America's not Next Top Model. No, this is not.
It is. It is. Yeah. I think she's just not in the scene.
No.
I have watched all 22 seasons.
Yeah, no.
Tyra.
Definitely not. Definitely a knockoff show. No, you're right. This is a knockoff show.
It's a knockoff.
Yeah.
Bro, look who's in it. Of course.
Yeah.
Work on that one. Tiana, mystery. I'm noticing you're locking up a little here. You can change and relax your mouth. You've already got this really strong jaw. Celia, let's see some mystery.
Ooh,
that was good.
It's mysterious and brooding.
Really good.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, let's see if Beth can do any of this. Mysterious, brooding.
Where did they literally just take like the number one train and take all the girls off of one subway car and bring them into like a warehouse? Look at the heights on all these girls. At best, if they're like 5'1", 5'2", 5'3", it's a lot.
Come on, Monique. That's an insult to the one train. That's more like the G train. That goes.
Jesus, these aren't models? What are they?
Wow.
Italia, let me see sensual. And chin down a little bit. Now,
straight on. Try more straight on. Right to the camera.
Okay.
That's giving direction.
My confidence level was very low. And here I am, very strong. And you can see the confidence coming out of my eyes. And just made me feel so good.
What are you thinking of?
Yeah. That's what I
was. Okay. All right. Well, clearly the boy is doing something right. All right, Bo.
Beth, why don't you show him how to hunch over like a vulture?
And look in the mirror while you're doing it. Okay, we're going to move on a little bit. So this is another TV show called True Beauty, where I guess Beth came in for a guest.
This is on ABC, believe it or not.
Were these all ABC
shows?
Are
you serious? Are you serious?
Yep.
Wasn't the other one ABC as well? The one with Vanessa Minnillo? Whatever her name was?
Vanessa Minnillo? What?
No, what's the chick's name?
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. She's in this, I think.
She's in the... Okay, True Beauty.
Yeah, she's in that.
All right, let's take a look at this phenomenal.
You should not drive, you're going to hurt somebody.
Two new judges will be keeping an eye on the contestants. Fashion expert Carson Kressley.
Shut her down like a bad Ferris wheel.
And model and television personality.
Really?
Television personality.
Kathy Wonka.
Look at that jaw. I mean, that is like, wow.
When you introduce Beth and her credentials or lack thereof, these chicks have to be going, so if I do what she tells me to do, I'm going to be an Ames model and be on the cover of Spin Out magazine? Like, what's the end game? The goal is to not be Beth.
Bag a pelican.
I know. Tell them on a gold dig. That's exactly right there.
That would be a much better show.
It is.
Can you imagine?
Brilliant idea. That's a great idea. That's a phenomenal
Beefus
idea.
And Katie Lee Joel having the show, How to Gold Dig.
Yeah,
gold diggers.
Just own your gold dig and do a show. Monique, that's a brilliant idea.
How to hang out at bars.
Yep. Oh, she gives us blondes a bad name.
They'll be joining me, Vanessa Minnillo.
Here we go. I wasn't wrong.
We'll be watching all the action from inside the spy room. The good.
Woo, I love Vegas.
Okay.
Thank you. Would you like some help with that?
The bad.
When people come to Vegas, they come to sin.
Wow.
And the outrageous.
Ladies.
Was she a host on this or just a guest host?
Guest host.
Guest host. Okay.
Let's do this.
You come in like a belligerent, drunk, crazy person.
I didn't give a fuck.
Yep, he's perfect. Well, don't kind of close.
You want us to be real? There you go.
Each week, two beauties
horrible
or
show.
One will be eliminated.
I know. She must be on both shows. She's in tons of different outfits.
She was on a few. Yeah, she was on
a few. Oh, right. So it's not just a one guest.
That wasn't one and done.
No, she was on it a few times.
Yeah, okay. So this is a recurring role. Okay.
For myself and the truth about this competition. Do you think that you're a
I knew this was going to happen.
The winner will be crowned the face of Vegas.
Oh, that's a real fucking treat. Face of Vegas. what does that get you into? The Flamingo Times? Like, what exactly does that face mean?
$100,000 cash and have their photo appear in People magazine.
Ooh.
10 contestants have arrived in Las Vegas to compete for the prize. But in the end, as America's...
Hi.
Hello, Beth and Carter.
Wait, so is this a show where you're supposed to be beautiful both inside and out?
Yes. Wait,
this is another classic.
This is a classic of the dime slots, the giant teeth. Jesus.
The other face of Vegas is Pat Cooper.
All right, let's move on.
I want to officially welcome you, the True Beauty. We're so excited to be here. And this is our spy room. What do you think?
I love it. I feel like a security guard.
Yeah. So the contestants think that they're in a beauty competition called The Face of Vegas, a search for the most beautiful person to represent one of the hottest cities in the world.
Okay.
But what we're really trying to do is find out if they are just as beautiful on the inside. You guys get to go out and meet them right now. They're about to take center stage.
Let's go.
Let's do it.
Presley, and this is our gorgeous co-host, Beth Stern. You know her from TV and from the modeling world.
Yeah, you don't know her from TV or the modeling world.
Like what?
Oh my God, I loved you on G4.
Is it wrong that Beefus is the most masculine one in this entire show?
Oh my God.
So Monique, she did 8 episodes of this. And I mean, I assume this is like one of those dopey summer replacement shows that kind of puts in July and nobody sees it and shit. It's a knockoff of the highest order. It's that kind of
horrible.
Are you ready to meet our contestants?
I'm ready.
Okay, say hello to Regina.
Oh, you all suck. Okay.
So I'm going to tell you, Elias got the best gift.
The what?
Say again.
What?
Val? Shit, she dropped.
Val?
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 Val? You're breaking up badly.
Yeah, I'm
you break it up more than yes. Brian Von Holt and Beth.
I know. I may have to drop off.
No, no, you're fine.
No, you sound good now. Good now.
All right. So what was that again?
I know. I may have to drop off. Okay.
Okay, you're good.
I just said this was. I don't know. I don't remember what my. Oh, I said Elias got a bunch of great gifts off of this show. That was the only.
Okay.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
It is. It is. This is so giftastic. All right. So. Now Beth starts to slowly morph into, I mean, clearly, you know, her two tries at being on regular actual primetime TV were not really working for her. So what's the new angle going to be? And we'll come back to this when we do books, magazines, and modeling. But she then writes a book, and it's called Oh My Dog, because now she's going to reinvigorate herself as a animal activist and also as a incredibly knowledgeable person about dogs. Now, all of her books have had ghostwriters. So none of this is actually things that she has said. And I distinctly remember when she was interviewed the first time about dogs. Oh, maybe it's on the Letterman clip, actually. So maybe the introduction of Beth as the arbiter of all things amazing about dogs and things you need to know, which you can simply Google, she knows. But hopefully in this clip, now, does she talk about where her passion for animals came from and the fact that she basically had a dog and a cat when she was growing up? So this is like the impetus for being such a scary, good animal activist. That's all she's ever had, ever. So let's take a look at this and see Bethy on. Hold on.
Our next guest is the spokesperson.
I just want to go out on record, and I do mean this with all my heart. I think this is the best Beth has looked. Like, I love her dress. I think she looks beautiful in it. She's working a whole look. Her hair is now, you know, this is now Beth 3.0. So this is like the new Beth, and I think she looks really, really attractive in this. So
I think it's only followed by being on the bus on the way to Jersey to do Stepping Out magazine.
Yes, that's true. All right, so here we go. Here she is.
For the North Shore Animal League and the author of a new book entitled, here it is right here, Oh My Dog, How to Choose, Train, Groom, Nurture, Feed, and Care for Your New Best Friend. Please welcome the lovely Beth Ostrowski Hirschstern.
Who is she waving at? I mean, it's not like anybody's like fawning over her in the audience. It's just kind of like this tepid applause, you know?
It's just flap those like a seal. It's just flapping around.
They're like, who is she? Like, why is Letterman interviewing?
It goes for any show. It goes for any show. I always think of the Yenta Housewives when she comes on Rachel Ray or The View and like, who is this? Anyone who doesn't know.
Yeah, how dare you not know. Belle, what were you saying?
Is this a clip where Letterman actually goes, nice to meet you?
He might.
Oh, can we rewind? And is it coming up?
It's coming up, yeah.
All right, let's hear.
Thank you very much for being here. You just look tremendous.
On a lighter note.
Yes, good luck here. You're married to Howard.
Howard Stern, Howard not Stern. Howard K. Stern.
How long have you and Howard been married?
We have been married almost 2 years, but together 11 years.
Congratulations.
And this is all thanks to you.
That's right.
No, for real.
How so?
Howard and I are Mr. and Mrs. Howard's.
Those hands. Oh. Coming in for a landing. Jesus. So, okay, now what's the story she's about to tell?
Letterman seems to have no idea what she's about to talk about. So that's how oblivious he is to her presence in that one ladder removal on the show.
Did she not mention that she used to work on the show to him?
It comes up later on. And
good. Cool.
Stern because of David Letterman.
Really? Well, that's very nice to hear. I mean, that's a good thing, right?
That's true. Yeah. Dave, You know this.
We're on the show regularly.
I used to show up modeling in New York City.
Thank you, Vinny.
I got a call to come to the David Letterman show for a casting. You had these comedy bits where you needed models. Mm-hmm. I was so excited because I've been such a fan of the show.
Oh, God bless you.
No, it's really true.
Wow.
I got the job. Mm-hmm. I became one of the regular comedy sketch girls for your show. And
Beth
it
Henderson.
So happened that one of the girls that I worked with one night invited me to a dinner party. That's where I met Howard Stern.
Wow. Now let's talk about that. I mean,
can we stop for a second?
Yeah.
Okay. So this contradicts the story that it was on a date with some South African rich guy that it keeps on telling now that it was bored with this blind date.
Right.
I mean, this totally contradicts that story 1,000%.
Right. Why would you bring a date to a place you're
that your friend is bringing
Howard? Yeah, specifically to meet Howard.
And the other part of it now, it's 11 years, so it's still 1998-99,
yes.
Not 2000 like the lie always is. The math is very hard.
Wow, you're so right. So, right, the whole South African dude that she was on a blind date with, but now she's saying my girlfriend is the one who got me to go to this, unless it was like, hey, you know, do you want to... Wow, just slurp away on that.
That's okay.
That's a Wawa.
Wait. That's okay. The host was eating Smarties. That's fine.
You know what it is, guys? Sometimes I forget that I'm actually on your show. I think I'm just listening like I normally do. So sorry about that.
That's okay. That's how I feel sometimes, too.
Yeah, we leave that in. Okay.
You must have had a preconception of who and what Howard was, right?
Well, my brother and my father, both of my brothers and my dad were huge fans. Mm-hmm. And I knew who he was. I personally wasn't a listener, so I was very intrigued.
So she knew who he was. Okay, he used to say that she had no idea who he was.
Exactly. And
oh, you know, Monique, you know who she's waving to? Vinny Favalli. I forgot about that. Vinny's set this up. So Vinny's... kind of off to the left, and I guarantee he's kind of playing. He's waving to her. That's who she's waving to.
She's going to wave anyway. She's going to wave anyway. She thinks
she's like an
fans of hers. These are her fans, okay? That's who she's waving at.
So, when I met him at the dinner party.
Right. And how did he take the idea that you didn't listen to him on the radio?
I think it actually worked in his favor.
Mm-hmm. No.
Because I didn't really know what he did.
Perfect.
And I fell in love with him.
What is that? What is this precocious, weirdo little girl thing that goes on?
This is when it started. This is when that whole...
Yes, and I fell in love with him. So, and is this around the All About Him Ed time? No, that's before.
This is after.
Right, yes, we didn't even put that classic clip. All right, let me play a little bit more. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dennis. Go ahead.
But the thing is, now you got to go back in the story also where it says it called Mama Judy, and Mama Judy hung up the phone. If it's father and it's brothers, listen to Howard. There's no way that Mama Judy would be upset that its slow daughter finally bagged a whale. I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Well, don't forget, Mama Judy first guessed that she met Brad Pitt or Mel Gibson.
Yeah. Right, right. And then when she imagine her utter disappointment that it's not some dream guy.
Shylock. It's great.
She's like, Beth, I wanted the anti-Semite, not the Semite.
Yeah, beautiful.
And the guy
teeth.
Who played Hitler.
Thank oh my you. God, you have lovely teeth.
Actually, this my
oh, not the basketball
growing
star,
up in Pittsburgh,
no.
I was a tomboy, mm-hmm. and I was really athletic. I have two brothers who are both 6'7", basketball player, football player. So I had to be a basketball player too.
Right.
I remember you'll get the gist, but I was the captain of my high school basketball.
Oh,
yeah, sure you were.
No, it wasn't. You can't find any reference that it was the captain of its team. Monique?
Is she still she's dropped out? Monique. Uh oh.
I hate when she's in this up. I hate when she's in the sticks.
Well, she's recording this. So it's not like we could just trudge on.
Guys.
Oh, there you are. Hey.
Yeah, I just had this thing come on saying that my internet is unstable.
Wow. You want to pause it and reboot and shit?
No, it's not. It's not. It's
the interwebs. It's not
the interwebs. It's not me. It's
why,
my
why
internet.
Do I have? Wait, why am I in Florida and have the best internet?
Well, you know, I'm in the middle of the friggin' woods right now. Okay, so you know, I'm not.
I'm outside of Tampa. I'm technically in the six.
Please, you please. What were you saying?
There's cows down the street.
What were you saying? Sorry.
Nothing. Go ahead. I mean, if you want to I have no problem pausing if you want to reboot.
Well, I was maybe. Just going to go. I was no. It's not a no. I'm not going to reboot. This is all set up. I don't want to lose anything. Oh. I don't want to ruin it. I don't mind dropping out if it means that I can just, you know, you guys can talk. I'm hoping that it records you. Even,
that's what I was said.
Even if I'm dropped out. So we're telling the teeth story again, right?
Yes, we are. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Here we're in the middle of that.
Hilda elbows me in the mouth, and my two front teeth, Dave, went flying.
My two front teeth, Dave, went flying.
God, so rehearsed. So
are those fake teeth then? Okay, I'm going to ask again. How can one shove teeth
back
into your head?
That's why he was able to bill Medicare so many times, because he was a magician.
I don't understand this at all.
I would love to see the audience with little thought bubbles over their heads
right? All right, let's go on.
God, that's
now my
awful.
Father, a retired oral surgeon who went to every one of my games, mm-hmm. was there, luckily.
Her dad's retired when she's in high school?
Yeah.
What?
I think that it's,
well, maybe it's now he's a retired
because he got because he had the jail sentence.
house arrest.
No, he lost his license, didn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Well, when you defraud Medicare, yes, you do lose your
but
license.
That was 10 years later, though. The
no,
house
was it?
Was
not from
no
Ben.
from her high school store. I'm talking about from her. High
oh
school
yeah,
store.
Yeah. It was later. Yeah, 10 years after high school. Yeah.
Okay, so she's basically just saying currently he's a retired.
Right.
All right, we're parsing way too much out of this. Okay, hang
off
on.
The bench and picked up both of my teeth, and he literally stuck them back into my skull.
That's true.
Then he goes, "Meet you back in that game." We were losing by 20 points.
Wow.
So I literally kept my teeth in with my tongue. Mm-hmm. We lost by 60 points, but I finished the game. And you know what? My teeth are now straighter than they were before.
Are those the same teeth right there?
The root cut.
Oh, my God.
The root cut, and these are my teeth.
Thank God for your father.
Thank God for Dad.
Beautiful. It's fascinating. Now,
it's fascinating.
Monique, Space Jam is more believable, the basketball script, than that script.
I mean,
that is so – Letterman, nice follow-up question. You really buys that.
Letterman is like, what the fuck just happened? He's just literally his head spinning from that comment. He just can't
God
believe
damn.
It.
Let me just let the dog out of the
– Oh, Reacher.
Hold on. Quiet.
Every time's the first time.
I'm gonna get some water.
Did you guys hear? Right. Did you guys hear the opening? Did she pause it?
Yeah.
No.
You didn't pause.
No, I didn't pause.
Did you guys hear the opening? Beth comes out and goes, on a lighter note. So I guess Letterman had come off. Maybe was it the scandal? Maybe he did like a huge apologetic monologue for something. Was it his cancer? Was it the scandal? Because she came back and she goes, on a lighter note. So I guess it was like he must have done some strange meeting.
Or it might have been like some serious thing that was going on during the, you know, at the time.
Yeah, that's right. There's a couple things.
Evergreen. All right, here we go.
Fuckery.
Wow.
You know, the applause light came on for people.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, of course.
There's no way that they're like, you know, she's a true American hero because she played the rest of a game.
After her felon father shoved those teeth, those big horse teeth, right back in its head,
and the root took.
And the root took.
Now let's
that
get
North
back
Dakota
to
audience,
you and Howard, because you're a lovely woman and very engaging. And this is the first time you and I have really had a chance to chat.
I know it's nice.
Wow,
to meet you and
it's
really
fun
nice.
To have you here. But the longer I talk with you, the more I wonder, really, Howard.
You know what? I was really worried about. I have a book out now, and I was really concerned about this press tour because I know that people like yourself
are going to talk about Howard. So I had a really serious talk with him the other
day.
I'm exactly. going on this press tour. People are going to talk about you. I feel very protective of our relationship. I mean, I don't know what I can say and what I can't say. He goes, are you kidding me? I'm the biggest narcissist on the planet. Oh, yeah. Talk about me all you want. And then this morning, I'm walking the dog, and my doorman said, yeah, Howard just said you had a good night last night. Calmed your nerves last night.
Really?
Yeah, and here I was worried about talking about him. He's talking about my sex life this morning on TV.
I'm sure the doorman said that.
Wait. Is that the same doorman that shamed him into marrying Beefus?
Yes.
You know, I met that doorman, and I can see that happening.
Larry Miller on Seinfeld.
Classic Italian, classic Rosetta. Yeah, I can see that absolutely happening. But she's so animated. She's so on right now. It's like weird.
Letterman says this is the first time we've had a conversation. So according to Beth, she's done the sketch girl thing like dozens and dozens of times.
You know he didn't pay attention to her.
He didn't say a word to her.
He didn't give her no time of day.
No.
I don't believe she was on there more than once.
Well, but you know, listen, they're talking about it. He says, I know that's what you were. Why would he not believe this? You guys are so insane with this shit.
Let's ask John Popper.
You guys, seriously, you're so insane with this stuff. Why wouldn't he say to her, you know, I don't even remember you being on the show.
He just said that. He didn't have a conversation with you. He barely remembers it. Yeah. He kind of implied, I don't remember you.
But I'm sure he went through how many girls? How many years has he been on TV at this point?
Yeah.
25? 30? He doesn't know. She's just another, you know, pony 40. In the stable.
Exactly.
Now, Howard says it was good. Well, you can tell me, how was it?
Howard's really, really good.
You know, I've always liked Howard, and don't take this the wrong way, but he's peculiar, isn't he?
Yeah.
Now,
that's why I like him.
Now, tell us about the book. And you know what? I have to buy this book because I have a 6-year-old son.
Oh, right.
And now there is conversation about a puppy.
I was going to ask you. I know you're a big dog lover.
Yes, I love doggies. And you have a dog yourself. And this is your dog here. Is that correct?
Her name is Bianca Romaine Stamos O'Connell.
You guys.
There's my husband and my daughter.
Yeah. Beautiful. What kind of dog is that?
She's an English bulldog. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what do we know from reading the book that we don't know previously about care of our doggies?
Well, I am the spokesperson.
Talk about your classic perfunctory interview.
Wow.
Yeah.
This must have been a really slow week in New York.
Yep. Every time she's a guest, Monique, there's a huge – someone cancels out. And she's right there, and she'll do anything, and they can use the Howard angle. She's the ultimate fill-in third guest on these shows.
Yeah. Zoom right over. I'll be right there.
Yep.
2 minutes. 2 minutes away.
The North Shore Animal League America. And people every day think I know everything about dogs. I don't.
I know. I think you do.
I really don't.
No, I think you do.
But I have these resources of experts that I know that are in my world. So I pretty much went to them with everything people have asked me over the years.
Why have they asked you anything? Anybody asked you anything?
Well, they need to be in Beth's world. Don't you understand? We all have to be in Beth's world. That's our aspiration.
And I love how you stopped that clip. That's so perfect.
Who is asking her anything about anything?
I mean, just because it's walking an obese bulldog, they're going to ask it questions about dogs.
The only question you would ask is, what's wrong with you? What are you feeding that dog? Why can't it barely make it up the stairs? Like, what's
why
wrong
is that
with
thing
you?
Waddling? I mean, they're not supposed to waddle, are they?
Well, I think, unfortunately, bulldogs are overbred and they just suck.
No. Bulldogs aren't supposed to waddle like Bianca did. Bianca was disturbingly obese. I mean, that's not beyond unhealthy.
I think Howard and Beth are so anorexic and so weight obsessed. They want their pets to be fatter than them, just like the staff.
Oh, on Beth's Instagram, that's cute. Yep. She does that all the time.
Yep.
Oh, cats. Her cats are fat. Did you see the other day where she fed Yoda like six different things to see what it would eat?
All right. Well, let's even back this up. This is the animal expert, right? The animal expert. It had earlier said that Yoda was on the radio earlier saying Yoda was sick and had explosive diarrhea everywhere in the house.
Right.
Cut to later where it has six different bowls of food in front of this cat that had explosive diarrhea the night before. Okay, I asked a real animal expert, and they looked at me and went, are you fucking kidding me? Like, are you?
Yeah, nobody would do that.
Are you fucking serious? Like, if that cat, first of all, I don't believe that cat had explosive diarrhea. And if it did, you don't feed it six different varieties of food to make
it
sicker.
How about you don't feed it at all? Just give it a little while. It doesn't, maybe stomach hurts. So why would you try six different things?
Or maybe bring it to the vet. I don't know. Kind of crazy talk.
Dennis, was it you or Gat Girl that said they think they sabotage their animals to have all these ailments to look like heroes? To fix it, they
it's
want
Beth Howson by proxy.
Yeah, yeah. Totally. Kitty Munchausen by Kitty.
Yeah, it really is. It really, really is. All right, let me.
Did you come up with that? The Munchausen by Kitty.
No, I don't think it was me. But somebody great in the Beth thread said it.
Val, how would you keep track of all the brilliant things you say about Beth over the? There has to be one that got away from you, and I think that's one of them.
Munchausen by Kitty.
Book filled with everything you need to know.
Well, let me ask you a question that everybody in New York wants to know: is can you actually keep a dog in New York City?
Well,
who wants to know that?
I don't know.
Has Letterman ever walked out of his studio and seen the sheer amount of dogs that every single New Yorker has? Like, nope. How does he not know that everybody in New York has a dog? Everybody.
He's the only one more insulated than Howard is.
Jesus.
No, I think that was a planet. That was a planet question.
Of course it was. I'm just being stupid devil's advocate here.
I've done that. We have a dog. I have our whole building, tons of dogs in the city. You're out in the country. I see you with like a big mutt or like a big Bernese mountain dog. You know, like a big dog for Harry.
I would like a big dog.
But you have to give your wife my book because it's the woman that ends up taking care of the dog.
Is that really?
Oh, please.
Howard loves the dog. Doesn't Howard take care of the dog?
Howard, the dog knows that I'm going to save her life. We actually had an incident last summer where Bianca fell in the deep end of our pool. Now, bulldogs don't swim. And she fell backwards. And I was actually telling Howard that I was going to a lunch. And I was all dressed up. I had my Manolo Blahniks on, a sundress. Howard had just worked out in the gym and was going to the pool for a dip to cool off.
Sure.
Well, Howard moves the chair, scared the dog. The dog flipped over backwards, and it was like a piece of lawn furniture. She went sunk to the bottom of the deep end, bubbles going up.
Oh.
I look at Howard, and I go, Howard, the dog.
Exactly.
Panicking.
Yeah.
Dave, he leaned over to untie his shoestring.
Right.
Ever so slowly. Howard.
Take off the shoes before he, yeah.
So who went in and saved the dog?
You saved the dog.
And the Manolos and the sundress.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Wow.
Beautiful inside and out.
And out.
Wow. It's so proud of itself with that story. I mean, literally.
I actually believe the part. I mean, how. You ever see how slow the rigor mortis moves the veal?
I don't believe
it. The boots, but you can imagine him untie how long it takes him.
Yeah, he probably couldn't even bend over, honestly.
You're right, can't bend. I honestly don't believe any of that story. There's not one piece of that story that's true.
I agree. I believe it. I believe it.
You
I believe
do?
It. Yeah. Yeah. I believe that Howard would not be the one to go into a pool to save the dog.
Well, that I believe.
The wig would float off.
Exactly. He's not going anywhere. Mm-hmm. All right. So continuing on her, I think this is part of the Oh My Dog tour, right?
Yes. Yes.
Right. So this is a classic.
Yes.
Piece. And if any of you are wondering why anybody says animos on our website or Dennis actually saying it, it's because of this clip. And Ellen's face really says everything just in terms of, you know, how she feels about it. And again, you know, these are all wig pro quo kind of bookings. These are all people that are now friends with Howard or that Howard has made up with or that Howard knows. And, you know, I'm sure the PR agents were like in full effect to get her booked on things. And so this is her classic, really classic Ellen moment. I just love this so very much. And I know many of you have seen this, but it's actually hard to find. So it's kind of
I saved it when it happened.
This room. And you look beautiful. I love that color. I love that dress.
Am I too matchy with
you? May blend in. We may not find you.
But the blonde hair, you'll see my head.
Yeah, we'll see your head. Just a head. It's nice to see you. I met you for the first time a little while ago at a party.
Yes, my friend Jimmy Kimmel had this party for my husband. Yes.
My friend Jimmy Kimmel had a party for my husband. Val, you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. My friend Jimmy Kimmel had a party for my husband.
My
if you don't know who he is, because here I am, Beth Stern, I'm just going to tell you now.
Well, they have to qualify her to the Yenta audience at 3 p.m. So she has to name drop as much as possible to validate I belong here. These are who I run with.
Yes, you're exactly right.
This party for my husband. Yes, I married Howard Stern.
Yes, I married Howard Stern because everybody was asking.
And now I'm embarrassed. The applause light came on. Now I'm embarrassed.
WNBA nail polish.
And I was really excited to meet you. And I went over to Ellen DePorsche and I said, I love animals. Thank you. Yeah.
Silence from the audience.
To say. No, I love animals, Ellen.
I like that you do.
The
look of sheer fear in Ellen's face. It's fucking awesome. It's fear and puzzlement going, what the fuck is going on?
But you could almost hear that this is all she has to discuss at a party.
Oh my God, is
the animals.
Could you imagine getting put in a corner with Beavis talking to you?
No.
But it's the true Ellen is a complete see you next Tuesday. Sopranos podcast and Steve Sciarippa, her fucking Casino Cinema co-host, has a completely opposite story to that. He said he went up to Ellen at the Emmys. She treated him like subhuman and he slinked away. You got to hear the rant he goes on about Ellen. He said he's the worst person he's ever met in show business.
And let's remember, Howard destroyed Ellen for back not one dog, but two dogs after adopting them. Giving them back.
That was before this, right? But so here she is, basically stuck at a party. I can see Beth as because she's with Portia de Rossi, so I can see Beth being kind of her type, the end. Plus, she's Howard Stern's wife, so she never wants to cross Howard Stern again. So of course, she's going to humor this. And then Jimmy comes over and says, "You should have her on the show. Oh my God, she'd be great." 3 o'clock in the
afternoon. That's exactly right. Wait a minute, Monique, are you implying Steve Sciarippa is not Ellen's type?
Yes, I am. Yes, I am. All right, let's
actually. That you said that to me. I mean, we talked about animals, but so I didn't find it weird at all.
Oh,
it's a good icebreaker.
And I've been suffering thinking about that first sentence.
We're driving home. That's what she said. I love animals.
I said that to Howard. I go, can you believe that's what I said to Ellen? I mean, I love you and I love Portia. And so we have that in common.
Well, thanks. Well, and I know that you and Howard, it's a big surprise when people really know who Howard is because he comes off as this guy that's mean. And
he's a maniac on the radio.
Yes. And he's not like that at all.
No, this is actually really sweet. We live on the beach and we were taking a beach walk the other day and we came across a seal. So I called the Wildlife Rescue Center. Should seals be out right now? And my friend said, no, seals are okay. So I just watch him for a while. So we watched him for a while. Now Howard's into photography. He wants to photograph the seals. So we walked back to the house, got his equipment. He went back to photograph the seal. So I went home. Hours went by. I didn't know what was going on. Finally, he walks up to the house with all of his equipment. I'm about to let him in. He went back.
I think the audience is...
Oh my God, I would so change the channel.
We know who she is. What do you think the audience is?
Later, he came back and I said, "Hun, did you leave your equipment? Why did you come home?" And he said, "Well, I was photographing the seal. I left and I forgot to thank him."
Oh, please.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
The hand motions, though.
Those hands are so extended. Like the emphasis can't be strong enough. They're actually bending, curling backwards. They're so extended.
Lady Betstrike.
Italians go, that's a little much.
Yeah. Wait, even the most Gindaluna of all.
Pollock's with their hands.
I forgot to thank the seal.
Stop. To thank the seal.
This segment's so self-indulgent, so boring. They don't go to two. It's the shortest talk show. That's the whole thing. You see that thing? 5 minutes? That's the shortest talk show segment I think I've ever seen. Usually it kind of goes 7 or 8 minutes or do two. They ain't having her back.
And it's great. And it's great. Every time you stop a clip, there's always the greatest. Look at that face.
Stop anywhere and it'll be the same. Yeah.
Be really animated, Beth. She's a comedian. She'll love it. Be really animated.
All animated.
God. All the way back to thank the seal.
Thank the seal. And the seal appreciated it because this shot.
This is the
this
shot.
This is the shot of the seal saying thank you.
That's my Howard.
Come on.
That's my Howard.
I would like to do a reverse image search on that seal and see if he actually took the picture.
Oh, you should.
You should.
You should. Look at her.
Look at her. Oh, wow. Like a mongoloid. That is
the photography right now. I mean, that's our life.
Look at the hands.
Wow.
Look at the extension.
Wow. I that actually hurts to do that. I can't.
I'm trying to do it as I'm talking to you, and it
actually hurts. And you know, I talk with my hands a lot. That actually hurts. That's painful.
I bet you could hold a bocce ball.
I would like that picture myself. If she you could palm a medicine ball. I'd like to. I love that picture. That's amazing. And then I saw some other pictures of how many animals do you have at the house right now?
Right now we have our bulldog Bianca and three cats we've rescued over the last 3 years.
So. There's Bianca.
There's Bianca.
Bianca is a little on the hefty side, I have to say. All right, as long as it's healthy, she's
healthy.
There's a picture.
Okay, now this is Leon Bear. Isn't he dead? Spokesperson
yes.
for the North yeah. Animal of America. It's the largest no-kill shelter in the world. 20,000 adoptions a year. I'm really proud to work with them. And every time I go to the shelter and volunteer and work, I always find an animal that I'm fixated on. That's why I try to find them homes. So I came home and I told my husband, I said, there's this little black kitten at North Shore that I think we should adopt. And he said, we just adopted two cats, but okay. So I put Leon down in the basement.
You're shut 22 pounds. Up.
I said, that's your oral surgery.
Wait. This is the picture that she shows.
Seamlessly. He's getting along with the other
cat. That's Walter. And he just had oral surgery.
What the fuck?
My husband takes pictures. That was me packing for L.A. the other night. So annoying. It's
That's
in one eye. It's like click, 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 click. I bent over to pack, and I hear him taking pictures of my bum.
Why would she show this picture at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
And the other thing, it's not appropriate. It's topless, right?
Yeah,
you can see boobage.
That's for Ellen to put herself.
I'm sure you're going to be packing in nothing but underwear and high heels.
That's a bathing suit, number one. That's a bathing suit. Nobody wears underwear that color because you know that you wear anything lighter than denim and you're going to see that.
Yeah.
And it's side tie. It's absolutely bathing suit. That is absolutely. What is she doing half naked packing in heels and a half a bikini?
A longer 5 minutes in Greco-Roman wrestling. This is 6 minutes of hell.
Jesus. Yeah. Okay. So yeah, I'm gonna move on a little bit. That's Beth on Ellen. So the book tour continues, and let's cap off her exciting and scintillating TV career. We're passing by the kitten ball, all of that bullshit.
Want to make one comment about the kitten ball.
By all means.
So at the beginning, she used to be live on there and they would have her and she would kind of have to do ad lib. So most recently, now they've restricted her to pre-taped clips reading off a teleprompter. So her role in it has definitely diminished over time, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, and maybe...
Well, now...
Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, Mike. No,
I was just going to say that maybe the show itself, the fact that she has to go all the way to, does she go to LA for that?
Ellen's LA.
No. The kitten ball. Is it kitten
ball?
That's local, right? That's definitely
in like Connecticut or something, if I believe. Yeah.
But they film it, what is it, like almost 5 months in advance.
Yeah. You know?
Right. So it's really, really easy lifting for her. I mean, you can't even imagine. I think what it is that when they first started doing it, they tried to do it as like a live show to be like a live component to the halftime at the Super Bowl. Yes. And then they started to make it a recorded thing. So that's why she couldn't ad lib anymore. Like, I think that's what happened.
Because they found out it was completely unusable live.
The live thing doesn't work. I mean, you're asking kittens to perform,
right.
It winds up being like a boring, uneventful thing when basically they can just, screw the kitten labor laws and just have the cats there all damn day and just film whatever they want.
And to Val's point, though, they've been ad-libbing was not good.
No,
it was really bad.
My only theory is, though, that they're actually recording it now and not doing it live, and that's why they had to do that. I'm just supposing.
Well, I would think after Marcy Turk got there, the improv skills, Michael, maybe they could try it again.
Maybe. All right, so this is like a really classic clip, and anybody who knows about our, obsessions with all things Stern knows that, our patron saint of gunk spirit animals appears in this clip, and this is like a classic thing. So she's promoting, is it the Puppy Bowl, I guess, maybe? Or
they rebranded, Dennis?
Yes.
Who?
It went from kitten to cat bowl, and they kept like changing the name.
There's kitten and cat bowl now.
It's two different things.
The Puppy Bowl is on another network and destroys it every year.
Right. This was their try.
Look at that. Hey, the Super Bowl is just days away. We've got our own version of the big game. It's going to be called the Super Puppy Game. And joining us now, the woman who's on the television.
Yeah,
more
see, Super
me,
Puppy.
On Fox and Friends. Beth Stern is here, spokesperson for the North Shore Animal League. Beth, getting ready for the big game?
Oh, my gosh. Wearing?
Eye black and everything. I know you're a big sports fan.
I'm a big Steelers fan. So.
Oh, they're out.
I know. So I guess I have to root for our home team.
All right. So we'll get those two apart and focus on the coaches right now for the big game.
By the way, Howard cannot stand when somebody roots for a team that they don't live near. Like, he can't stand when people root for a team from there.
Because he's such a huge sports guy. I mean, seriously, he loves their outfits.
Yeah. So this is Puppy Bowl, right? I mean, so no, I was wrong.
This is the Fox and Friends thing,
right,
I guess.
This is the Fox. She's not promoting kittens.
In a moment, we'll see the competition.
Coach Buttons, who is coaching the Giants, I have to talk about her. She's 9 years old. Are we going to show her?
Yeah. There we see. We see the back of her right now.
Let's show the front of her.
Hey, Buttons, turn around.
I always say adopting an adult dog is the way to go.
Oh, is that right?
Her sad story.
Somebody who's never adopted a dog. Exactly. You went to a purebred. You spent well over $1,000 for your dog. But why didn't you adopt Buttons?
Not enough room. Not enough room in that mansion.
That her family's home was foreclosed. So she came to us completely trained, ready to go home. She just has love to give. And so she's a perfect addition to anyone's home.
And she's a perfect coach for the Giants. No. 2-year-old.
Yes. Puppy mill rescue.
Mike Bill Belichick, Carmen.
Sweetheart, I love
that. Easy.
They're both so calm.
They are.
If you're a family, if maybe the kids just left, these are the puppies.
Yes. They're 10 weeks old, and they're ready to play a game, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. All right, so everybody, we have our entire SWAT team here. Let's grab a puppy. Don't run away. You can't go anywhere. We boxed you in. Oh, sorry. Oh, jeez. This one is
Brian,
must be a Springer Spaniel.
Brian, can we talk about feeding your pet when you're watching the Super Bowl? Don't give them any of the crap food. Don't give them any alcohol. Not cute, not funny, toxic, no nuts.
Do people do
no
that?
Onions. Yeah, I've seen it. Don't let
no
people,
nuts.
When you're having a Super Bowl party, tell your guests not to feed the dog.
All right.
And be smart about it. Use your head.
Now, Beth, this is a game that we made up with the Milton Bradley people.
And, frozen bananas and salmon.
There she is. There's the patron.
Oh, my God.
So do you guys remember when I sent you a picture of Brian Kilmeade when I was reffing a game and he was doing the table? His daughter was playing in the game. Mm-hmm. And so we had I sent you guys a picture of it. So it was like 45 minutes before. I go, Brian, I'm talking about it. I go, what's the deal with you having Beth on Fox and Friends? Beth Stern. And we just figure Roger Ailes thinks that, Howard will promote the channel all day if we have her on. It's just a way to kind of get, he plugs us a lot and we just throw him that. He goes, it does nothing for us. It doesn't, we had to go along with it. But he goes, don't ask me. Yeah, I didn't book her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure. Look at the face there.
Very nice guy.
Let me move on a little bit. Just so we
can... guy. Come on. And what we're going to do is we're going to throw the football.
Okay.
We have three giant puppies and we have three Patriot puppies. And so far we will see. Whoever gets the ball, we'll see if that team ends up winning. This could be a tradition that goes on for generations.
Let's do it.
Way past our lives. Are we ready?
All right.
Oh, I'm sorry. Are the coaches ready?
I think I want to throw out the first.
No, you can't throw out the first.
Why? Ready?
Or you want to throw out the first
pitch?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Julia, okay, so
but
now
I need to
everyone lean your dog over the railing.
Let Gary throw it. Let Delabate throw it.
These are classic clips, by the way. We've used these for years. Yeah, here we go. Hang on.
Okay, ready?
That's all a bunch of GIFs, man.
You can't take two? How dare you?
Yeah, this is GIF-esque.
Lean your dog over the railing.
Lean your dog over the railing.
This is not dog tossing. This is dropping and running.
Let's go, Giants.
Can we get the football music, please?
Okay, they're 10 weeks old. They don't really retrieve at this point.
No, no, they really don't.
They really don't.
Come on.
Tell me when.
Go. Come on, Giants. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, does anybody want to play?
You know what? They just aren't going to be.
This is the only rap music you're going to hear on Fox News.
What a colossal failure this is.
What is he, girl?
I'm surprised O'Reilly let him play Snoop.
There you go. You got to get him.
Perfect.
Check out
perfect for Beefus.
How cute he is. How happy is he to be propelled in the air? Look at you.
All right. I think I'm going to take him to Howard.
And look at how cute is this dog?
Always has to mention Howard.
This guy's got some game.
He can here it is. Here it is.
Oh, right. Classic clip.
Holding, but he's very, very, very calm and like.
No. Get out of frame. Get out of frame. No. She's mine. Get out of frame. Get out of frame.
And she does that head toss.
He's very, very calm and likes to play with us.
Don't touch him.
Wow.
I love that so much.
I thought she was going to give him a Castle Shannon elbow. This is Reggie's prime gear.
This guy's got some hops. This guy's got some game. He can jump out of a building, but he's very, very calm and likes to play with others. Now you.
She's so sad, that one, though. She's actually...
Yep.
That's actually the most pathetic face you could possibly have.
She looks so beaten. Like being around Beefus is that bad that literally the puppy's there. You look like you want to commit suicide.
You just call to foxandfriends.com. You could try to adopt a dog and get all.
Almost like a whack packer, that one.
And get buttons a home.
It's underdog lady.
Foreclosed.
Oh, you bitch.
Wow. All right,
this was a really curious clip, and I guess from Horse Tooth Beth, or I'm not even actually really sure.
You think Roger Ailes had sex with those dogs after the show?
So tell me about this clip, because I wasn't really sure what this was, Johnny.
What are we at?
Are you looking?
That, yeah, I'm looking at it.
This is Kittenville.
So, this is Good Morning America. And apparently, Horse Tooth Beth got this shit that the cameras were off. So, this is Beth play acting while the camera's off. Apparently, it's the later part of it is where she starts fake talking, thinking the cameras are on her.
It's
the classic comedy about a whining cop.
She's waiting in between breaks, I guess.
And we had exclusive access to joking hats and all these. Even a little rain can keep away the first 1,000 in traffic.
The Hallmark Channel she's put on. She doesn't know how to kill the time. She can't create small talk, so she starts fake talking. Talk.
Nothing always amazes me more than it being like 7 degrees outside and snowing. And there she is, like, you know, every day is summer for Beth.
And that resting bitch face just, I mean, it just comes right through until it saw the camera and all of a sudden the resting bitch face went away.
Yeah. And she's waving at her fans, too.
She's doing that fake, you know, what talk show's doing. He's teaching her how to throw a spiral.
That's it.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Wow. I mean,
she was teaching her to throw a spiral at the end.
So, okay. So I want to wrap up with TV. Let me see how long we've been recording now. Oh, Jesus. 2 hours, 27.
This is short. What are you talking about?
I want to go to two bizarre segments. These are both part of her being part of North Shore Animal League. And this one, which I've never seen before, which I think is bizarre. Let's look at it and then we can talk about it a little bit. I have no idea what's going on. Where is this even from, John?
I forget. I forget what the show is. Oh God. Do you have
it? Looks like it's on PBS.
I have no idea. Well, no? Maybe they'll give us a little hint on it. Let's see. Okay, so here she is, like zooming up on a motocross dirt bike. Right. Like we're supposed to believe that she knows how to ride one of these.
She can't drive a car.
She doesn't even know how to park it.
Hi, I'm Beth Stern for North Shore Animal League America, asking you to join the Mudagrees movement. Approximately 8 million homeless animals enter shelters annually, and tragically...
That's not her.
I don't think it's her. I think it was something that Horsetooth did... and put to her PSA. That's what I thought it was.
That's Mary McCormick.
4 million of them are euthanized just because many shelters have limited space. The Mudagrees movement will help change the way shelter pets are perceived.
That's definitely not her.
And awareness, and by promoting the value of these precious shelter pets that we now recognize as Mudagrees. Shelters have all kinds of healthy, affectionate, and beautiful animals, so there's no need to buy a dog or a cat from a pet store.
I love that piano.
When you open your heart to a Mudagree, you'll not only
receive Billy Joel on the piano.
Love, but you're saving a life. Join the Mudagrees movement by adopting a shelter pet today. Visit animalleague.org/.
Oh my God, that's hysterical. So that's not even real. We just have that in no good reason whatsoever. I love it.
You know, the thing is that the actual cheetahs would be terrified if that actually was walking toward them.
Like that feral that used to be outside muffins.
I want Beth to drop down in the weeds and do snow angels in the weeds.
All right, so the last clip in the fabulous array of colossal failures in TV is something called Your Mommy Kills Animals. Can you help me with this?
I guess, did you want to do that or maybe do something a little more...
Don't end up on a death note.
It's fine. If you're going to go out on something, right?
Come out of a happy tune and here I am doing a death announcement.
That's all I have.
What about Whipped?
We're doing
Brian Von Holt.
We're doing movies. What are you talking about? I'm just finishing. I'm buttoning up TV.
Okay.
I've got one, two, three, four, five, six other clips to go to. We're not finished. Okay. Just want to finish.
Right, we're
TV.
Far from it. We're far from it.
Okay.
Because we have Beth Ostrowski Stern movie star.
Oh yes. Oh, let's do the Rainbow Bridge. Okay, do the Rainbow Bridge one. This is when Beefus talks about the Rainbow Bridge. That's
what you talking about. Your Mommy Kills Animals.
Yes, that's.
What so these two weirdo, big-titted twin freaks who used to be on TV. I don't even know what they were known for, other than being like models that would be on, like in downtown LA, on displays and stuff like that. I don't know what they're known for, other than being overly Botoxed, huge, huge-breasted twins. I don't know whatever happened to them. I'm sure they're...
Are these the Barbie twins?
Yes.
I got to applaud Beth Ostrowski.
Howard Stern's
girlfriend. I can't really name any other celebrity. They're very kind.
They can't even move their faces. Like, they're so Botoxed, these two freaks.
That's impressive.
Yeah, it is.
Kind-hearted to do it, but Beth is like the only one that I can think of that does her research and she's hands-on.
After meeting the North Shore Animal League and going there on a regular basis and how it's a no-kill organization, I am so proud to offer my name.
Not true, but
to be a spokesperson, just spread the word. And so many people attach their name on something, they don't really know anything about it. I know everything about this place, and there's not one thing about this place and I'm not proud to promote. Why do you make a donation?
Because I wanted to stop cruelty to animals.
Oh, that isn't the Rainbow Bridge.
No, I thought it was.
Okay. No, what about Monique, what about Less Than Perfect?
Babe, what part of we're going to movies is wrong with that?
That's TV. That's TV. That's a sitcom.
Perfect.
That's a TV. That's a sitcom.
Where was Less Than Perfect?
Oh, wait, yeah, yeah. I know the one talking about.
Beth acting on TV. It's the first clip. Beth acting on TV. She's with fucking Shazam.
That's, isn't that with the accent?
That's the, yes. That's the Andy Dick sitcom.
What?
That nightcap show is the Ally Went. That's the Ally Wentworth. That's you can play that.
Okay. Well, then we're done with TV. Okay. So let me play. This is the last thing she's done.
Really?
In acting. Yeah, this is the last acting
I remember
this, she had. Right. This is not long ago.
The Less Than Perfect is a sitcom, and that you should have that. But I don't.
I don't know that I. Do
it's
I gotta
the
be
first
honest.
Clip in that when it says Beth acting on TV, and it's the first attachment in that batch. But I mean, it's not the end of it. We could do it next time.
Well, I'm just gonna keep going, and I will find it right this second. Hold on, let me go to my mail. Let's go.
You've got mail. You've got mail.
What's it called? Less Than Perfect.
Less Than Perfect, and the actor in the scene is the guy who plays Shazam now.
Yes.
Zach Levy. Which you didn't know he was going to do. I mean,
no,
he's
just
going to build. I think he played that Chuck, that show Chuck that was on a music video.
Chuck.
Beth acting on TV.
Should be the first one.
It probably is, but it's a broken. It's a broken link. That's why I didn't download it.
Oh, no.
Well, I sent it to you. I didn't send you the link. I sent you the video.
Yeah, I'm looking right now. I'm looking at Nightcap. All right, just stay with me 2 seconds. Let me
see. Yeah, we're staying.
Let's see if we can grab this. Give me a second.
He has a MasterCard spot, too.
Oh, Jesus. That was super cringeworthy.
Yeah.
Hey, just go here and raise your arms up.
Yeah.
I remember Howard avoiding talking about that MasterCard spot.
Yes, he did. Yes,
he never did. Brought that up. Yeah, that somebody brought it up on a phone call and he would not talk about it. It was almost Zoo-esque.
Just give me a couple of seconds.
We're there.
Get this.
And by the way, Beth heard all the criticism of the MasterCard commercial because in one
did
of
she?
Her interviews. Yeah, because in one
she
of her
like
interviews.
Them, right?
What, let her finish.
Let her finish.
She only did the one, but she said in one of her interviews that she heard she got made fun of, and she was like, well, but that's okay, because I just made a ton of money off of it. So,
wow. Yeah. Well, D-List, where was that?
I don't know. I have read so many print interviews from her.
Okay, let's add this. I'm just adding the stuff, so give me a few seconds here,
okay.
And we will get them together.
Was it stuck in the Lotus Notes?
Yeah.
No, they're like broken links. I had to actually read. No, I had to download them onto
a SIM card,
desktop, and then re-upload them onto my Google Drive. Okay, and now I have to go to the. What is our timestamp here? So I can.
Howard's phone system is less complicated.
Yeah.
You know what? Everybody else who does stupid podcasts actually have people that help them do this stuff.
Hey, I'm a little far away. I'm so sorry.
No. Like even Grillo has somebody who actually does all this.
Even
stuff.
Grillo?
While he's on air, somebody will actually be the person who's responsible for doing the slides.
So you need to train your dog.
Yes, I know. You keep laughing, Dennis.
Keep laughing.
Keep laughing.
Keep laughing.
Keep laughing, Dennis. All right, hang on. I'm getting to them right now. Okay, insert audio. Oh, no.
I heard Christina Brown is looking for a job.
By the way, I have been going crazy looking for a picture of Christina Brown for us because I found some like my yearbook and stuff like that. But all right, go to the drive. Let's see if we can find this now. Shut up.
Sorry.
Maybe she's Christina Olajuwon now. She's married.
Matumbo. You remember the old joke? He goes in the middle room, who wants to sex Matumbo?
Yeah.
That's Artie Stockland. Every time he does stand up, he goes to whatever the city is, and he goes, Denver's a really special spot for me because my first girlfriend looked like the Kembe Mutombo. So he takes whatever, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. And the other one is what? Less Than Perfect, is it?
Yes.
Okay. Let's see if we can find her. MasterCard spot. Fuck, where is Less Than Perfect? Yeah, see, because some of these, for some reason, they don't like to convert.
What is this, the Inquisition?
This is 2003. She plays Joelle.
Joelle.
Just call her Beth. Stop. Just call her Beth. Beth L.
There it is.
It's Shazam.
Glory.
Let me just do my timestamp here. 2:38. Oh,
this is when she was doing her European accent.
Yes.
Yeah, she's really channeling that knowledge of five different languages.
My goodness, she was so good.
So she could be the best that she can be on this show. All right, so resuming now. Okay, so a couple of late entry clips into the phenomenon that was Beth on TV. I would have done this one earlier because this is kind of a little bit early in the realm of Beth's acting prowess.
It's 2003.
All right, here we go.
Yeah, no chips for me. Thanks, honey. Okay, good. You can just go ahead and dance. Hey, you know, okay, good. Hey, well, buddy, how are you? I'd like to introduce you to Joelle. She's a big fan.
Nice to meet you.
Eric Roberts.
Why did she ignore me?
because he knows that you're with me, and he's engaged, so...
He's engaged? So what am I doing in Brooklyn?
Oh, God.
Oh, my God, that's so bad.
And I hired a limo.
Oh, don't be stupid.
Oh, God.
I still like what we have.
That walked the butt. Wow. See, the real Beth is more vapid than that, though. That's almost, it's very similar to her, the real Beth.
She would never
go to Brooklyn.
Don't be stupid.
The only time she's ever been to Brooklyn is when Jimmy Kimmel was there.
That's right.
Absolutely the only time. All right. Now, I see that this one is still creating because it...
I don't think Beth could find Brooklyn.
I don't either.
Right, this Agreed. Is a classic MasterCard commercial. I remember seeing this on TV because this was a local... No. I'm thinking the lottery commercial. She has a lottery commercial as well.
Yeah. I saw the lottery.
Ringside. I couldn't find the ringside.
Soda at the game. $16. Movie tickets and a popcorn. $22. Mints and a diet soda. $3.25. The new trick at the checkout line. Priceless. For a whole new way to pay, MasterCard introduces PayPass. Amazingly faster and safer than cash.
Interestingly, that's that Kristen Schaal, whatever her name is, who's actually a very, very popular comedian actress.
Oh, my God.
I never caught that.
Good catch. Good catch.
Great catch. Yeah. Hey, is Beefus wearing those arm warmers?
Yes.
I don't know if you heard us before. You dropped out before. I don't know if you dropped out. You went. Howard's loathe to bring these up. He's Zuzazu embarrassed by these. He will not bring. Yeah, and I did. And Val heard an interview where Beth was chided about it, and she taunting her, and she started to brag about the money she made on it in the interview. Try to shut everybody down.
That MasterCard commercial.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, there are no residuals in the kicker for her with that commercial. I think it was on for like maybe 2 minutes. But the lottery one was also just as horrific.
And it played the same role. It was the best part.
Yes, it's exactly right. I get confused between the two. So I forgot about this one, interviewing Robin.
So she was deployed to do extra spots, these little interview drop-ins, usually very convenient. She had Alec Baldwin right outside their penthouse off the Millennium Towers in Lincoln Square. And this is Robin. This is, who knows, this could be backstage, you know, in the studio itself.
Okay.
let's go right into that.
Yeah.
Because it was really, I'm going to cry.
I'm good. Oh, don't Jesus. You dare. Because you'll make me cry.
Because it was a really rough year.
This is post-cancer.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So she's interviewing her for what reason? The book?
What, the healthy eating book?
Education?
The healthy eating book. Because, I mean, look, I mean, she obviously Beefus is talking to a health expert.
What so, is this, though?
Could it have been just to promote that Robin announced the cancer and overcame it? She's not actually, she's promoting that she overcame cancer, that there's okay. not an actual product attached to this.
So this is like frail Beth crying yet again.
Yeah.
About something that has nothing to do with her. And Robin taking it all in stride. Like, you know, it
of
was
course.
It's a Buckwald win-win. Beth yeah. gets to interview Robin for extra.
Yes.
Or for Howard.
Yeah, it was rough for all of us. It was really rough for all of us because right away he took it to heart. And I think he was more concerned for me than I was concerned for myself.
He really was. He was up night after night throughout your whole ordeal. And I know that because I was trying to sleep next to him, but I was comforting
really?
Him.
Oh, really?
But the amount of love that man, people say to me, "What is who is Robin to Howard?" And I said, yes, he's her co-host. She's his co-host. Yes, she's a friend, but you are our family.
Yeah.
He really loves you so much. And did you know the extent of his love for you, or did
well,
it take
I,
this?
You know, we always
it?
Used to say, we know we love each other.
Wow.
I said, thank you, Howard. And he said, I'm not done yet. And he just took over. Oh, my God. He visited all the time. We talked all the time. He wanted to know about every appointment. He wanted to
hold
know.
Hold on, hold on.
He said, what do you need? And I said,
what, babe?
So this is the time when he's figuring he's going to redo his entire station. He brings in Marcy, and they have the summit meeting while this is going on because he thought she was a goner.
Any grief, exactly. Any grief he has is from the most self-indulgent of places and how to restructure everything. No sociopath has any genuine grief.
No.
Horrible. Horrible.
The doctor says I need chewing gum and chapstick. And so he says, okay, chewing gum and chapstick.
You know, Howard.
Howard.
Howard. Howard.
Oh, thank you. And I can remember when I called him and said, you're going to have to put up with me a lot longer. He was like, that's the greatest news I've ever heard.
He was right there when he said that. And he hung up the phone and he cried. I have to say that when this all was going down, there were many nights where Howard turned
those
to me
hands.
And said, you know, I would not continue my radio show without Robin.
That's bullshit.
And I know people have told you that he said that, but I can tell you he said that.
It never came from you before. I sort of took it as kind of
fuck off. I can't.
Oh, come on.
Is there a payoff? Is there a payoff,
no,
Dennis?
It never is. It never is.
Watching them watching them have fake emotion over this is
Yeah, everybody's going to interpret this differently, but you know where it's gone. It's to paint Howard as some fucking humanitarian when she's not. Selfless sociopath who needs his Big Bang Theory laughing track, and it's the only thing he cares about. And
and Token.
Go.
And guess what? Right. Beth got her token microphone in the studio.
I know.
Yeah. We have that. So that's it. We're moving on. Beth Ostrowski-Stern, movie star. Woo-hoo.
Yeah.
Woo. Oh, yeah. This resume, not quite as big. Oh. But we figured we'd touch on it. And, you know, with actually a scene that none of us, I think, have ever seen before because Boff was able to get it for us, correct?
So, yeah, phenomenal. So obscure. Such a movie nobody has. It is, you can't buy it. You can't eat somehow. You owe him for this. Jesus.
So this is actress where there's 8 credits and we've already played 2 of them, which was Less Than Perfect and All My Children as waitress and as Joelle. And so then she did a short. Okay, so here's the holy grail of video.
We missed Nightcap with Allie Wentworth shamelessly stole the Larry Sanders concept. So yes. It's like a fake talk show. Okay, we don't, you know.
Yeah, so not funny. Horrible. And there's a video out there somewhere, and I know somebody has it somewhere. And it used to be like when we were back at DS, I remember that there was a short that she was in for the boyfriend that she had that was on Broadway.
Oh, Michael Chiklis.
I have that somewhere.
Oh!
It's not Michael Chiklis. His name was Michael Servius, or something like that.
Yeah, whatever.
But she did this thing, like, smoking in the bathroom with two of her girlfriends, and it was just very dark and grainy, and it was up for a while, and then as soon as we posted that it was there, it was taken down. So I think that's the only short that she was in, other than this one that we're missing.
But Val, do you have that, or?
I'm going to have to look. It might be on one of my old computers, but I do remember that because I was researching, trying to find her boyfriend, and I found that clip somewhere. But you're right; it's like grainy, and she's got this big hair going,
right?
And I have a picture of her with him at some event.
Mm. Oh, I remember seeing that too. Yeah. All right, so let's bring that back for the next show, and we can talk about that.
And Beefus is a smoker, so 100%. That clip.
Where did 100% come from? I've never seen her with a cigarette in my life, other than that one clip.
It's a smoker's mouth.
Oh my God! You were the funniest.
I'll give it that. I don't see her how smoking.
Unless
it's a weight suppressant. Unless it's a weight suppressant.
No way.
It is actually.
Stop. She doesn't do that. All right. So this is the biggest thing that she has ever done. And I'm still very, very curious about how she wound up in a Ben Stiller movie. Ben Stiller used to live in his building or close by. And this is 1996, though.
It came out in 96. I think she shot it probably in 95.
Right.
Whatever.
Right.
One of those.
So this is like really the only substantial acting role I think she ever had. And then it was another 4 years before they put her into another movie. So let's watch a little bit of this. This is like her big acting role. Here we go.
Girls, look who's here. What happened to your glass animals?
Well, these are my twins from my third marriage. This is Jane. And this is Sandra. This is your half brother, Manuel.
Look at his nose.
What's so funny?
What's so funny?
He looks just like Uncle Freddy.
Yes, he does. Why didn't I see that?
Oh, Uncle Freddy, I'm flattered. What is he like?
He's really sweet natured. He's just that weird thing. What do you call it? Fratterist.
Yeah, he's a fratterist.
Fratterist? What's that?
You rub up against people in crowded public places.
That's how I met Mo.
Seriously?
No, she's kidding.
This is not something to kid about.
Yeah, he went to jail for it.
Ooh.
Can you go to the beach?
Oh, honey, I don't think he's got time for
that.
Why not? Yeah, we're in the volleyball finals.
He's wearing my shirt.
Oh, yeah, give him a shirt.
Got him. Down the beach.
We're in the championship.
Oh, man, should have been there yesterday.
It was so amazing.
Match point.
I went up for the spike.
Shut up. Let me talk.
The reason they picked her is because they probably went for this one first and then said, we need somebody that's similar to her, like in height and in physical attributes.
To use some volleyball terminology against Beth, I say we rotate her out of this film.
I have a question. Why is the one named international multilingual supermodo in a one-piece bathing suit?
Because they're so scary the same, you had to differentiate between the two. That's
you know Ben Stiller's and Herman Munster lifts right now. I think he's like 5'3".
Yeah, he's tiny. He's a tiny guy. He's tiny.
I can't believe this, but there's been a terrible, terrible mistake. And Valerie's not your mother, Mel.
What?
What are you talking about? Of course she's my mother. We have the same forehead.
And he looks like Uncle Freddy.
Yeah, I look like Uncle Freddy.
Please just don't make this any harder on yourself than it already is.
Are you positive?
Yes.
Brother?
How could you make a mistake like that? Well, our computer files were in transition, and Valerie's son is named Martin Copeland, and he lives in Orlando, Florida. Mel, your father is named Fritz Boudreau, and he lives in Gundelmer. I feel like a complete. Yeah, well, get it.
That's Tay Leone.
I am not. I'm very serious.
I expect you to pay for this damage.
Wait a minute. You said it was a gift from God, remember?
That's when you were my son.
Well, don't you have insurance or something?
And raise my premiums? No, thank you.
Wow.
I saw an interview with Patricia Arquette. I think it was inside the actor studio. She said, right after Ed Wood and True Romance, working with Beth in this movie was the best thing that's ever happened to
her. You know, this movie, it's so weird when it's out of context, like to watch the watch a scene from a movie where it just makes zero sense for it to actually even be a part of a movie.
I have a feeling that watching this whole movie, it still won't help.
Yeah, no, I agree.
This looks pretty bad.
I agree. All right, so our next clip is from another incredibly famous movie that she did. Let's see, it's called Saturday Morning, and brilliantly enough, she is called Beth, and this was in 2007. So she's already with Howard, and I guess still, you know, she never really wanted to be an actress, like
no,
she
doesn't
say. But no. You know, here she is getting bit parts. Whilst, and by the way, let's just all keep in mind that this is all when she was with Howard, except for this one flirting with disaster.
Yeah.
Everything else is Howard time period, right? All right. So now, is this the one we've never seen before?
I had never seen it up until...
I'd never seen it.
Saturday this morning.
Yep. Boff got this one, too.
Val?
Yes. So this is brilliant.
I have only seen stills.
Wow.
Okay. So here we are. This is like a premiere of something so insignificant in the world of movies that Boff had to go to, like, Antarctica to find it for us. So here we go. Nice. This is... let's see. How long is this clip? Hold on. It's... Okay. Here we go.
Eric was still trying to find creative ways to pork his...
No, this is whipped. This is whipped.
Oh, this is whipped.
This is whipped.
Okay, sorry.
That's Brian Von Holt right in the beginning. That's the guy who dunked
that. Okay, so I have them confused. I have this one.
How can you make that mistake? That is I know. That is so unbelievable.
Cinematic masterpiece.
Which one is this?
This is the short she did with the priest, I guess. Wait, is that...
Yes, that's the priest.
Yeah.
Okay.
This is so bad.
That's the priest. And then what's this? This is the other one?
Is that Saturday Morning?
That's another Saturday Night, I think. Another Saturday Morning.
Another night.
Yeah, I think it's Walk of Shame.
So which one am I missing? I'm missing one.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Another Night, Flirting with Disaster, Saturday Morning, and Whipped.
That's everything.
Four, yeah.
Just the one with the thing is Saturday Morning. That's what it says on the bottom, and that's
I'm wrong.
It's another. It's another night.
All right, hang on. This is another night.
Right.
Wait, both of these are no.
No.
This is another night.
The priest one is the short, and that's called Another Night.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll play it anyway.
Confused generic title. Forgettable.
Forgive me, Father, for I've sinned. It has been 7 days since my last confession.
Hello there. Back,
but my mother, she decided to go back with him. She's ruining her life. And mine. I don't know what else to do. And when I told her I would never talk to her again if she moved in with him, she said she didn't care. I'm sorry, but... she's making the wrong choice, and I never wanted our relationship to end like this.
You can't tell people what decision to make. You have to make your own. Excuse me.
Jesus.
Do you think that ever worked with an acting coach?
No.
I hope not, because that person should be drummed out of the business.
You know, he probably bizarrely believed after booking something with Ben Stiller, major motion picture, that she was going to be a star. And
yes,
you know, and she would be able to get away with on her looks. And every single role that she's done is pretty much the exact same role.
They could have had a
girlfriend who, you know, is passably pretty, who's with the, you know, protagonist of the movie, or, you know, cheating or something. She's just the girlfriend. That's all she ever plays.
And honestly, it delivered those lines.
Well,
like,
she's just about herself.
What?
She has disavowed herself from being an actress.
Yeah, that disappeared. Because it delivers lines like a piece of plywood. I mean, there was no feeling nor emotion in that entire segment. And that poor actor,
That's what I was thinking. I can't help but watching that scene and thinking Howard watching this, and as the priest goes up and sneaks in the confessional booth and just goes, "Well, hello there, Miss Becky."
That poor actor.
Right, Howard, that's what he's supposed to do. I know.
That poor actor is the priest. That was a real emotion because he's there going, "What the fuck is going on with my life?
Shut up.
Why is this person in this film? Why? What have I done wrong?"
So,
Monique, I think you're spot on. I think that's exact. She's such a self-inflated view of herself, just off that Stiller thing, and she thinks there's no acting coach is going to tell her to do her craft. I think you're absolutely right.
Right. Okay. Craft. So here she is in a fabulous scene, which I had never seen before, and that's the Amanda Peet movie, Whipped. Which is called Whipped. And as John was saying before we came on, is that he was scrolling through the whole damn movie to find where Beth was actually acting. And this is the entirety.
This is the whole thing.
Beth with Ernest. Didn't she date this guy for a little while?
Yes. So what I assume the timeline goes, they probably shot this out of sequence. So I'm assuming they shot this maybe early on. He hooked up with Beth who knows how many days. As soon as Amanda Peet strolled on set, he dropped
of
Beth
course.
Like less than perfect. And now Howard's white knighting for us to this day. Because you do not dump Beth because he has to – it makes Howard look bad if you dump Beth for Amanda Peet. So now Howard hates Amanda Peet.
Hates Amanda Peet.
So this is from the self-proclaimed – I cheated on every boyfriend.
Yes.
Person. But Howard has to white knight against Amanda Peet.
Right.
So she was dating Brian Van Holt before she
dated Howard.
Yeah. Okay. So
or at the same time, or who knows?
Maybe around the same time. Yeah. What about that Michael?
I think it was a year before.
Didn't she break up with the Broadway dude, though, right before Howard?
That only lasted a year. That was like in 96. And I think Brian Holt was like right after that, I want to say. And then Howard.
Okay. So we're showing Whipped here was from 2000, which means they probably filmed it in 99, right?
Yep.
Or before. Yeah.
And or before. Right. But probably because, you know, these stupid comedies are like quick turnaround. So she was dating this guy. Mm-hmm. And then Amanda Peet came by and basically stole him.
Eric was still trying to find creative ways to pork his wife.
Honey, ready or not, here I come.
You do anything to stay part of the group. And Jonathan, well,
let's see. Who will it be tonight?
As for me, damn. My sister never told me how beautiful you were. She's going to get it when she gets in from Colorado.
Colorado? I thought John lived in Boston.
Whatever.
Oscar worthy.
Face inevitable.
Wow.
That's it. That's the entirety.
That's all her street.
I thought she lived in Boston. Colorado, I thought she lived in seven words.
Wow.
That's her starring role. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah,
the follow up to Flirting with Disaster. Wow,
she beat out Charlize Theron for that too. By the way, Charlize couldn't get the Colorado out an African accent.
I swear, Meryl Streep was actually going to do that, but she just couldn't pull off. She just couldn't pull off the drop on Boston. Just couldn't.
It's kind of a weird thing I heard. Brian Van Holt is part of that whole Bill Lawrence, Krista Miller clique. So he was on that show they did. I forget the name of it. It was like a sitcom on ABC. Oh, God. Housewives or some shit. And he mistakenly got invited to Kimmel's party because it was part of that whole, you know, Courtney
ABC.
Cox. Yeah, ABC. Like Bill Lawrence is a good friend of Howard. So that was a no-no.
Oh, that he was there?
He just showed up. Yeah, he did. Like, it was that whole, you know, Kimmel.
Was it mentioned on the show?
I listened to some interview with somebody else who was at the party, and they were name dropping. It might have been Sugar Ray, Mark McGrath.
Yeah,
not knowing the history.
Okay, so our final movie clip is going to be... Okay, so which one is this? Because now I'm very confused with which one is which.
So now this is that Saturday morning thing, which I'd never known existed. I did. This is the first my first exposure to even knowing about it.
Oh, really? Okay, because I think this is the one I had seen. This is in the casino, right?
Yeah.
All right, so Wade, hold on. I'm going to go back a second. So this is from when? Which one is this?
Saturday morning.
2007.
So this is well into her relationship with Howard, right?
Has Howard ever talked about this?
Never.
There's no way he brought this. No, no way.
It's definitely not Captain Clark. I don't know. I just can't explain it.
I thought you might like a snack.
Thanks.
All right. I'm going to keep watching.
All right. Hey, sweetheart. You're fired.
Very hip Trump joke.
Hey, how about a foot massage?
Hey, who's the guy who refused?
You know who that actor is? Do you guys know Costas Mandalore?
Yes.
That's his brother. It's not even
Costas.
I swear to God.
No, so it's you're like joking.
Don Swayze of Costas Mandalore. I just pulled up the cast. Louis Mandalore, Costas Mandalore's brother. Joey Piscopo. I guess Joe Piscopo's son is an actor. He's the lead in this.
Oh, Jesus.
George Wendt, Norm from Cheers, and Lilo Brancato, who's the lead in Bronx Tale.
Wow. That's an all-star cast. Man.
That's the best of the best.
I can't. What the hell was that?
He has issues.
Is there another dealer?
Yeah, we'll be along in a minute.
That's already cheating on this guy.
Ho, 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 ho. How do you think you're doing?
You know what? I don't want to wait. I'd rather not play this movie.
You've already played your first card.
Yes, and it's a 10. Clearly a very good card. I mean, I probably win anyway. Right?
Sorry, my friend, but rules are rules. Once the dealing started, you can't change your bet.
Who would be that angry about something so stupid?
No, only Louis. Right? Only Louis Mandalore.
All right, so.
What the fuck? What the actual fuck was that?
So don't you get it, Dennis?
I got it.
She teabagged him, and she pulled grapes up from underneath the table. Howard wanted it to be frozen bananas, but they negotiated and picked grapes.
you may wonder to yourself, what is the future of Beth Ostrowski Stern in the Sterniverse? And I think that the future is near. The
very
future
dark.
Okay,
very
now
dark.
Look at her now. I'm just let me put this into big presentation space.
Oh yeah.
Look at her now.
Oof.
Padded bra.
Oh yeah, those that is.
So this is how his new setup. This is how his new setup.
Wow!
In the basement with the purple screen and the neon sign, and you know what? People must have said to him, "Dude, what a shit operation! You look like you're running."
And this is the response. This is a show with a $90 million budget, and a shit curtain, some horrible neon, and a second
mic for Beth.
Yes. Look at let's point out the hair again. This is another
this
few
is
weeks.
Month four. We are in month four.
Look at that, it hasn't moved.
There's no change to this hair.
A second mic that mysteriously comes about exactly when crazy days and nights gossip piece is dropped about how she's desperate for more attention. Just happens to drop in the same week.
So odd. So odd.
So odd. So odd. Okay, so this was last week.
This was Monday.
Right, so they came back and he, and lo and behold, Beth now has a mic. So let's take a little listen to what went on here. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Hey, look at this. I got a mic for Beth. Try your mic. Put on your headphones. I got a mic. We were testing out the mics, and the guy said to me, can you test out Beth's mic? And she wasn't here. She was fixing the air conditioning.
Oh, my God.
We were testing the mics, and I go, all right, I'll test Beth's mic. And I go up to her, and I go, hi, I'm Beth. I don't like being on the air. Yesterday, wow. I'm down here getting the equipment.
My favorite part of this whole clip is that she walks in, and she says, ready, are you busy? What the fuck do you think he's doing for 3 hours a day? You know exactly where he is. You know exactly what he's doing. Where does are you busy come from? Does she not go work? Like, work? Like, that's what he does?
Blobbin is really putting on a strong face here, because I think Blobbin sees the writing on the wall with this.
The new equipment for the show, and I just as I'm walking down, I go, honey, I believe the air conditioning in our bedroom is no longer working. and I came down here, and the next thing I know, she fixed it. So I was like,
oh my goodness.
Oh, I do want central air rebuilding the core.
Yeah.
Look how she's standing there with the folded arms, very right.
Matronly. That is not a supermodel.
Of course, right. So she's fixing a single air conditioning. This is.
They have window units. Come on. Chimneyville has window units, right? Just slung them out the windows.
She's a Frederick air conditioner from 1989.
$40 million dollars, and I got window units.
What is she fixing? This is so bizarre. All right, let's finish
up. Vet in the garage.
I was going to say, is she starting a new career, like as a handy person?
You know what? I'm good. I'm for hire.
She is good. And by the way, look how ripped her arms are. You know why? No. Tell everyone what you're doing.
I'm doing the hydro.
She's on that hydro rowing machine.
Yeah, my arms have really got.
Look at that.
Look at that muscle.
Look at that.
I've never had muscles before.
Like, feel that. She's so the man of the family.
Wow. Oh, I changed it up today.
Cherries.
Oh, cherries.
I'm going to eat some cherries, during the
show. Are they in season?
No, they're good. I washed them. I got to wash a whole bunch of fruit today because of this COVID-19. That's my new thing.
What are your two chores? To wash your fruit.
No, I have more than two chores. And to Roomba my bathroom.
You Roomba your bathroom.
COVID-19 Roomba.
Roomba.
No, I Roomba is the. I have the mopping Roomba, the robot.
You have to put the pad on it.
Put the pad on and prepare the solution. Sorry.
How often do you think he's cleaning that fucking bathroom? Seriously.
Zero. Never. It helps to
zero.
Never. It helps.
No energy, no speed, zero. Zero.
You know, Howard's the kind of guy who's going to. He's the kind of guy that's going to feign like he doesn't know how to work something so that she'll come in and do it.
He's been doing that since he was 10 years old. Absolutely, right, Val.
Consuelo's coming in there and fucking mopping that thing.
Yeah, Seville is not doing any of that.
Seville ain't doing shit.
No, his hands are as soft as a newborn baby. There is no way that those hands do any manual labor. But we find it very interesting that Beth now has her own mic, which is weird. You're right. You could almost see Robin's face drop.
What does Robin do anymore? She doesn't. All she does is cackle. She doesn't do the news.
And she's not in the interviews.
No. Robin, for interviews, will come in every once in a while if it's somebody that knows both of them. Otherwise, completely and utter silence for hours.
She comes in late in the game, as she usually does. You know, but the reason that used to happen was because while she had an hour and a half to kill, she'd be doing like her news stories or looking at stuff or whatever, prepping for her news, because that's her big moment to shine. So she doesn't have that anymore. I think that's one of the reasons that Howard did that ode to Robin the other day, not only to assuage everybody's feelings of his, you know, Black Lives Matter issues. But also because he's not giving her, and I'm sure she bitched about it. Not getting the attention that she deserves or needs, you know?
What was the whole point of dropping the news anyway?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
They're the only podcast in the world that can't do a news segment. I mean, honest to God, it is unreal how he has basically leapt this show forward to show what he wants to do for the next contract. Literally, yeah. This is the window into the next contract.
And the problem with the news and the problem with everything is that now I feel like he, because he's so COVID focused, that he is like, he integrates the news into everything he says now, things that he wants to talk about, somebody who died. Right. COVID, et cetera, et cetera. But that's what the show is. The show is him because he's so freaked out about the coronavirus that it is the news. Right. That is all he does. He exists to scare us. And that is his entire reason for existing right now. And I hear also, though, when he's on the show lately, I hear a little kind of maybe being upset that the guys aren't in the office, or that – you know, hey, if you can be out like going to the beach, you could certainly be in the office. And there might be a little kind of, how many people do I really need now that I'm running my own board, I'm doing my own thing. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm here talking 3 hours a day, hardly with any commercials unless he needs to. And, you know, what do I need you for anymore?
Yep.
I see that building now.
Oh, yeah, it's coming to fruition. What he really wants is to be an interview show, and I said this last year, and it twice, you know, once or twice a week, if that, an hour to 2 hour interview show, evergreen content, so he could just play it whenever, do it from his house. I mean, it was literally, you know, even if they pay him $20 million, he'll take more take home without having that giant staff and without having all that other shit, because it's just, he's just paying himself. He literally is going to use his own facilities, everything. I mean, it is truly amazing to see this actually unfold like this. Yeah. Nothing behind the scenes. It's right in front of us.
Yes.
It's so beautiful.
And I think I think Howard knows that they are going to offer him, if they offer him, but he's going to get drastically less money.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're right. But Sirius is stupid, though. That's the problem. Sirius really are the stupidest people.
They are the worst run company in the world.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. No other company could be so shittily run as Sirius. And they will offer him more above market value for his services because they have no choice.
They have nothing else.
They've backed themselves into a corner. They have nothing else. I mean, this is the only streaming service in the world that turns the streaming service off after 90 minutes. Literally, if you stream on their app, it turns off.
I can't wait to turn off.
Really?
I
didn't know that.
It asks if you're there. I listen to YouTube music for like 8 hours without any interruption. And the reason I do is because I am not interrupted by anything, unlike Sirius, which is the worst run company in the world.
I find it really curious that Sirius, though, now is like offering these like special channels that are like U2 or Queen or whatever. It's like, I can play the entirety of every single album that U2 has ever done on my Google Music, which is the same as YouTube Music.
Right.
Everything at my leisure. You know, it's just at my leisure. Like, I don't need you to schedule or program it for me.
Exactly. To curate this music for me. I mean, it's absolutely amazing how bad this company is run. When I heard that was their big announcement, that we're going to stream artist channels, and I'm like, and? Yeah. I'm like, so?
Exactly what I said.
Does that really matter? I'm like, no. Yeah.
And then they just bought the podcasters, Stitcher, right? Is it Stitcher?
They'll fuck that up. They will completely, utterly fuck that up.
Pandora is horrible now. I don't know anybody who listens to Pandora anymore.
They keep on trying to offer me a free year. Swear to shit, they keep on trying to offer me a free year, and I won't take it.
No, Pandora was always horrible. As a matter of fact, you're like, if you want to hear, I don't know, let's just throw out Led Zeppelin, right? If you're listening to Thank You, they'll play the live version and not the actual album version, because you get paid less on the live version than you do the album. And that's what Pandora does. And they have more commercials than ever before. So they kind of suck. They suck. Sirius sucks.
They just hemorrhage money at these people, too. And they're throwing huge Pearl Jam and Led Zeppelin. And as Monique said, nobody needs you to play your playlist for us. And Howard's a silent partner, and I think there's a right to refusal going on. So they're going to pretend that they're these fake negotiations they have. It's already – he could do whatever he wants. But Dennis, like you said, there's no reason for him to do it – under this –
that he could still has any fire to do a real radio show. All he could do to preserve anything at this point is a one-on-one interview show, because that's all he could handle. And he's a star fucker. I just own it. And fuck the Sparks all the time.
And to tie the bow on the serious thing, this is a company, you know, that is all smoke and fucking mirrors. I mean, they are so deep in debt. They have $8 billion in bonds out there. $8 billion.
They and by the way, their stock has not been above 7 in years. So that tells you something right there.
Well, it hasn't gone up with the rest of the market. They have $8 billion in bonds that they can't cover. And if they lose a satellite, they're done. Their revolver doesn't have enough money.
Don't they have like dying satellites up there now?
Yes.
They absolutely do. Those commercial satellites last for maybe 5 years max. And it is millions to put another one up.
And they don't have it. And honestly, if you look at their financials, their revolver doesn't have enough to send a satellite up. And it's amazing that this company is going out and buying basically low-hanging fruit with borrowed money. I mean, literally every one of these deals is borrowed money.
Yeah, they're just trying to keep themselves in a game that they're losing.
Absolutely. And, you know, it was really telling when he did the announcement on Tuesday, it was really telling that he went to that news article that they paid for from that radio guy trying to make FM and FM radio think – and first of all, FM radio doesn't matter anymore. That their real competitor is Sirius. No. Absolutely not. I have an office full of people that are less than 30. They don't even – know what fucking Sirius is. I mean, honestly, they don't even forget about Howard. They have no idea what Sirius is. They stream everything. And it's like, okay, Howard, you keep on dreaming that there's something happening. Okay, Boomer.
You keep dreaming that this is something that's happening, but it's really not. And I think that, you know, ultimately a Sirius, now especially think about the fact that without sports, which was their second biggest thing, right? NBA, NFL, etc. That's not really happening either, kind of.
Right.
So I don't see how this model works into the next like 5 years. Like the 5-year plan can't possibly be to be a satellite radio station. It's over.
And the other thing is car sales. I love to see what their net subscriber gain is going to be for second quarter. It's got to be so negative. I would imagine they've lost 5 million subscribers because of the normal churn. Because car sales plummeted, 50%? Something like
that. Why would you get more? Who would subscribe this now? Like, but I'm saying,
net loss.
You can only get lower.
Who's going
to stop? Because it's free. You know what? I don't even want it on my radio in my car. Like, I don't even want the option. I don't want a button that says Sirius. You know, it's like the Roku that used to have like Hulu, Netflix, and like, you know, some ridiculous station that nobody's ever heard of. It's like, I don't need that on my – I don't need to directly access this anymore. Right. You know, nobody does.
That's what young people are thinking. It's like, I'm not going through all this. I'm like, I don't need this. I don't want this. Don't force this on me. I know how to entertain myself. I have podcasts. I have any music I want. I have 10,000 apps. I'm not going through. I'm not paying your subscription fee. I'm not buying your stupid equipment. I'm not giving you serial numbers. Who's going to want that?
I really want you to actually not put it in my car. Like, I don't even want it as an option.
Don't take up
The problem is that they make deals with all the manufacturers. That's how they had these numbers. They gave away the free subscriptions, but they're counted as paid because it's prepaid from the installation.
Correct.
And it was all churn. They were selling 7.5 million cars a year, and half of those cars had Sirius in it.
More than half.
And that's what Howard used as bonus numbers to try to negotiate, to try to sue the company.
That's your subscriber growth. That was the entire subscriber growth over the last decade.
So it's curious to me that they would buy something like Pandora and like Stitcher, where most people that use Pandora do not pay for it. They usually use the free one.
Right.
And then
something
like Stitcher, where it's like, why would I pay for a podcast when I pretty much get it anywhere I want to for free?
Yeah,
I don't get that at all. The model makes no sense. These are some of the worst businessmen I've ever
Absolutely.
Witnessed.
Absolutely.
How great would it be if they threw Howard off channel 100 and right onto Stitcher?
That would be amazing.
Oh, that would be the greatest day ever.
ever. Never going to happen, but yeah, I would love it. They're too stupid to take him off. They don't, you know, they want to renegotiate with him. They want him to be there. They need him there. They do.
I don't know because Jim Meyer made a statement, and he said it in kind of that CEO, that corporate speak, that I caught a red flag from, and it was something like, we certainly wish to renegotiate the contract with Howard if he so wishes. It wasn't like we absolutely believe in Howard and we'll do everything in our power to get him back. It wasn't said with conviction.
Yeah.
In my opinion.
Yeah, that's interesting. I mean, but he is in a basement and it is in the time of Corona, and you know he has no intention whatsoever of coming back to that office.
Oh, absolutely not. He'll never go. They can be all clear. Completely 100%. He will never go back.
Vaccine. We could have 100% foolproof vaccine. He still wouldn't come back.
He would never go back to the city.
And by
ever.
The way, he is not going to let Beth go to those Hamptons parties.
No.
No.
She is stuck at home. She is fucked.
You can tell. And when I was listening, they had that month for free, and I was listening to her voice, and it was very high pitched and like just trembling, and like she was on the verge of tears. You could tell. Yep. She's just living with a total narcissist, and it's making her crazy.
I don't feel bad for it at all. It signed up for this type of gold digging.
She knew what she was getting.
She didn't sign up for this.
What got cut out of that clip with Beth's mic in the basement was King of All Blacks comes on,
right,
and all of a sudden, he asked about Beth cheating, and suddenly Beefus had this feigning spell. Like, all of a sudden, it's like on cue, like you do with a dog, to roll over. It just had a feigning spell.
She was standing for 20 minutes. I counted. She was standing for 20 minutes, and then she almost passed out, and Howard had to run and catch her and go save her, and they went to commercial for an inordinate amount of time.
She's run marathons.
Right.
And all this Iron Woman shit, and she collapses when a black guy talks to her.
Black guy asks her a question about cheating, and all of a sudden, that like, just, the, oh, got to go to the pratfall.
The pratfall thing right on.
All right, so we are going to wrap up this portion of the many failures of Beth Stern with a tribute that Horsetooth Beth on our site, aka Sarah, made. She's become brilliant at these, and Johnny's going to have to pitch in on this because I'm just worried about playing this music and it being an issue, and maybe there's something I can do in post to not make this happen. Maybe that's what I'll do. I'll lower the volume on it, you know, just so it's like, you know, kind of tiny. So we'll listen to it fully now, and then I'll do it later, so you don't have to say, you know.
Good.
That would
really wig me out.
Yeah. This is brilliant. Thank you, Sarah. I love everything you did with this. All right, here we go. Hang on.
Honey, did I spell it right?
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they stole. Mama used to do whatever he could. Preach a little gospel. Sell a couple bottles of Dr. Who.
It's all about him.
There it is.
Picked up a boy just south of Mobile. Gave him a ride, filled him with a hot meal. I was 16, he was 21. Rode with us to Memphis. And Papa would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. GMC, Tramp and Thief. We hear it from the people of the town they call.
We're taking that lid off.
Whatever night all the men would come around,
and lay the money down.
Wow.
I never had schooling, but it taught me well with a smooth southern style. 3 months later, I'm a gal in trouble and I haven't seen him for a while. Oh, I haven't seen him for a while.
Oh my God. Crushing the kitty. Crushing the kitty.
Born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama had to dance for the money they stole. Grandpa do whatever he could.
Preacher the gospel.
Still crying. Still trying to get that open.
They almost punched.
Oil and vinaigrette on the side.
Oh dear God!
She has gotten really good at
this
doing
classic. This is classic.
I hope I'm around for 70 more years. All right, ugh. Bianca is waiting for me at the Rainbow Bridge. It's ridiculous.
Wow!
Wait, wait, wait. He can't get away fast fucking enough.
It's going to take my eyes out.
Brilliant.
She's going to Palm
that
Beach.
That was great.
WNBC golf club.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Sarah. That was amazing. Thank you so much for that. That
fucking
was
ridiculous.
That was good. Come on, guys.
It was great.
She's really great at that. Yeah.
Crazy stuff she found, too. I mean, this is before we did this. So she somehow assembled all that shit on her own, like months ago.
Sweet. I love it.
Phenomenal.
I love it.
So, are we going to do a whole thing on Beefus, the animo expert?
Well, there's separate issues to this. So, this is about her failed attempts at being successful.
I think I think that one can be pretty much split up there too.
It's basically modeling, TV, commercials, philanthropy, movies,
yeah,
hostess, books, and articles. I mean, that's pretty much who she is. The only thing she hasn't tried in media is singing, which she's horrible at anyway. So there's nothing else. She is devoid of talent. And that's what we're trying to showcase here as a general rule. So that's what we will be doing for our next show. It'll be about modeling and her print and articles. So Val, anything you can contribute to that would be amazing so that we have like a whole bunch of like the things that she has said in the past and how she also has this, you know, revisionist history going on with everything that she's ever done in her life. Every article, everything you read about her, everything she says about herself is exactly the same every single time you read it. Like there is nothing that actually digs into who she is, what she thinks, nothing.
No, it's the same stories, but they get twisted a little bit.
Yeah, but that's who she is. So yes, she is the Pia Zadora of this century.
Don't insult Pia Zadora. She was actually cute.
She was cute. And who had the very wealthy husband who tried to make her into something she was. And she actually could sing. That was one of her one
well,
thing.
Well, the thing about Beefus, though, is that somebody that had this European modeling career, you know, you'd figure if you were over in Europe for 8 years, you would have a plethora of stories. A plethora, and it has none.
Literally, or learn the language itself.
Yeah, it doesn't know.
Actually speak it, right?
It actually knows no other language. It barely knows English.
Oh, she does not. I remember Howard told the story one time of they were at a French restaurant, and he asked Beth to order in French. Literally, the easiest thing to do in a foreign language is order off the menu. Right.
Yeah.
All you have to say is "I want" and "please." That's all you need to know. When you just read what's on the menu.
Coco Van, s'il vous plaît. I mean, how hard is that?
Exactly.
a career and soul as less essential as the Varvatos clothing line.
I've always so wanted to go up and try to start talking to it in Italian since it's so fluent. I just and it's
nothing you can say that nothing, she would understand.
Nothing at all.
Nothing.
Putana.
All right. So thank you so much, Val, who is D-List, whom you love on
thank
our
you
website.
For having
my favorite person.
Queen of Photoshops and GIFs. I mean, just an amazing array of things. And you should definitely go visit our Photoshop thread over at radiogunk.com /forums, because that's where we reside most of the time. And we will for sure continue the many failures of Beth Ostrowski Stern. This will be on air on Saturday, so any of you that can participate, we'll do like a live stream so that we can actually comment on the show as well as watch it. So yeah, we'll be doing that on Saturday at 8, so join us. Although that makes no sense while I'm saying it, because it will have already been taped, so I don't know
what I'm doing. I
know. Are I'm you? Saying it as if we're live, but we're not, and
we're
so
all-
Yeah,
we are all stupider for if you heard these comments.
Yeah. Sorry.
Sorry about it's that. True. The IQ points have dropped significantly. Yeah. In the last year and a half.
I think talking about Beth so long can make you ditzy. It's just like okay. It just rubs off.
I know.
You.
I can't even speak a full language, a full sentence. And it's not even 10 o'clock at night. It's only like 5 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
Horrible.
I feel like I'm talking to Katie Lee Joel at the Mercer Kitchen at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Val,
I honestly think Beth would pay you handsomely to have your internal hard drive, because you have shit she doesn't have at this point.
And I have got stuff on 2 old computers, too.
Oh, my God.
So some of it didn't transfer over. Yeah,
somebody get this woman a SATA wire, for Christ's sake.
Hey, come on. We got to get Jeff Schick in there.
I know.
Transfer
right?
That stuff.
All right, guys.
Oh my God, my cat is literally yelling at me downstairs for me to feed her.
All right, guys, thank you so much for participating. We will
thank you
again another day. Anybody who's going to be on the chat, thank you also for being here, and we will talk to you soon.
All right, so, thanks,
good job, guys. Thank you.